show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see.
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 How long is this gonna go on? Yeah!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org. Also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Into this thing, so we have that.
Oh, good news! Everything's in the relish. Everything's like green. This didn't crash. I'm fucking surprised. Wow. That is just, that's beautiful, man. That's the wrong screen. Give me one second. I have to fix Spinnick's camera. That's the text. Where's Spinnick cam? There's Spinnick cam. Spinnick's cam right there. Spinnick cam. Look at that. All right. I should probably like change that text to Spinnick Cam. The Spinnicktron. Let me do this and unmute myself. Because I'm hearing stuff, so apparently I'm not muting myself well.
You're a little too quiet. You might want to turn the music volume. Video? Music volume down.
He wants the music volume down.
Just a wee bit.
You know what? I got a better idea. Let's see if I can turn the mic up.
Loudness war over here.
Did I fuck it up? No, there we go.
Great, now I can hear everybody twice. Okay. No.
What?
Nice.
What'd you do?
I do not hear voice on Mumble.
Yeah, your voice, we can't hear you on Mumble, but I can hear you on the stream.
Can you hear me now? Okay, I can't hear anyone.
Nope.
I can't hear anyone. Jack, Pulse, do something. There. Now I can hear everyone. But can anyone hear me?
Yeah, but we can't hear you, voice.
Can't God hear shit.
Damn it. Why is this not working? You had one job, Mumble. One job. Okay, is this
Brain
working now?
Live. Yes.
Yeah.
There,
yes.
You can hear me?
Finally. Yeah.
Yes. There. We're good. We're in the relish now. Fuck it.
It is Trainwreck Live with our host, A Piece of Toast.
A Piece of Toast! A hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
Welcome to Technical Difficulties Live.
So, in case you didn't notice, if you're watching the video stream and you're like, wow, that looks fucked up. So here's the thing. Out of a fit of rage, decided because Linux is free and I can do this without a hassle. Well,
don't do it.
Hassle.
Don't do it.
I went ahead and nuked everything on the desktop. Now, here's the thing. I had consciously like, you need to back this shit up, back it all up, and I did. I made a backup folder. It was a backup folder on the network attached storage unit in the basement. But
the network. You didn't back anything up.
I didn't back up the right folders, apparently. See, apparently Internet DJ Console, OBS, Mumble, Jammin, they like to hide their configurations in folders you wouldn't think to look at.
Is it called app data?
No. It's .config.
So much for that free operating system that just works. And
technically, it worked. It did its job. I just failed to copy the right folder because I'm an impatient asshole.
I think that would be apply if you had exactly the same situation on Windows. So I think that your point is null and void.
Windows 10! Windows 10!
Yeah, what about it?
No one likes it.
That
and
is not
Spinach
true.
Frozen again.
No, what? What?
What?
Oh, one day we'll figure out how to fix this problem.
I think it's I think it's a free operating system problem. Because, I mean, it works fine on my end. Just saying.
Oh, look at that. My mouse is hovering over the kick button. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez! Did we talk about Pocket Mortys last week?
Yes, we did. Yeah, you installed it for the first time last week.
Yeah, and then we, like, had a rant off. Which, I'm surprised that, like, no one else was here for it. It was just you and me in a hardcore-style rant off. And for some reason, I feel like I fucked up the RSN Live permissions.
What?
Because no one's being muted on Join.
Yeah, it's been like that for a few days. I think I can mute people, though. Yeah, I can still mute people, so let's just mute everybody.
You're gone, you're gone, you're... Okay, everyone's gone. Everyone's getting banned.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool.
You're cool. So, in case you people haven't figured this out, this is a live show, and I have no fucking clue what I'm doing.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What box?
The fox is in the box.
Apparently
what
there's a box.
Oh, by the
there
dresser?
There is a box. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
it looks
a laptop
like a Republic
box.
Of, looks like a Republic of Faggots laptop.
It is. It is, but you know what? It works.
I mean...
I was able to play Bioshock Infinite and Saints Row 4 on it. That's all I needed.
I play Saints Row!
Because I'm edgy, like an og.
Well, I mean, why don't you get an Alienware laptop then?
An Alienware with my Canadian dollars.
Shadoo.
It's shadoo.
Shadoo. We actually have people. What the fuck? What's going on? I'm scared.
Everyone's well, free today.
Hold me, Chris. I'm scared.
I'm not holding you. Get off. Step off, Holmes. So, yeah, with that being said, this is RSN Live, where we just ramble about stupid shit. Because this show has no purpose. I'm surprised people have, like, haven't kicked us off yet because of that. But, you know...
It's well, analogous.
Apparently
life.
The purpose is to make Spinnick make exacerbated... unhappy faces in the mumble chat.
I hope we're going to talk about the big Sega announcement. I mean, it was so boring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was like fucking... Here, I will throw a Canadian 20 at it. How about that?
It's going to be like 50. I can feel it. I can feel it.
It's like it's $6 here. It's $90 up there. Now you don't know what it's like to be Australian.
Oh my god. No, because our dollar's lower. Actually, I have no idea. But, anywho, it's. They're like, let's all. We have a big announcement for fans of the classics.
Well, that should have been your first clue that something bad was coming.
The Sonic 4 as you truly imagined it!
Sonic 4, Episode 4.
We gave 3 a complete miss. And went straight on to 4. I can only count to 4.
Hey, I got that reference, voice. I got that reference. You referenced.
I have a button for that somewhere. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find it.
There's a... Ah! Somebody!
Shadoo!
Shadoo!
So let's see, what else is going on here? If you want to get involved in the show because you want to call me and Spinnick a bunch of losers, which tends to... That's what's going to happen if we go on Twitch. You do realize this, right? We're just going to get that bunch of 4chan... What's the word? Cucks?
But you included me.
We're going to get rated.
You included me for the first time. You said you can call... You and me a bunch of losers. I feel so loved.
Well, we are a bunch of losers. I mean, we're sitting here. Well, I'm drinking a beer. Wearing a Tails hat. I can't get more pathetic than that.
I have a bottle of beer around here.
It could be
somewhere.
Worse. I could have the Pender stash, but I don't. I have a regular stash.
It could be
stash.
Worse. You can get Iron Maiden beers.
I what? Well, there's the feng shui of the broken-ass shades in the background adding in.
There, you'd be drinking that and get even more nerd points.
Is that what I think it is? Oh, God,
is that is that what we call being a tool?
Why is this a thing?
It's called being a tool, and it's something you don't want to be. You
what
know.
The fuck is this?
But is a tool a band?
Tool is
time
a band.
With Tim Allen.
Jesus. I almost forgot that existed.
Oh, God.
And dead silence. Tim Allen's funny for about 3 seconds, and then it just kills the room.
Are you kidding me? Like the drug dealer. I love...
What drug dealer?
You don't remember hearing about that?
No. What?
No.
That, like, Tim Allen got busted for having, like, a pound of coke on him. And, like,
I don't remember selling Tim Allen a pound of coke.
And he turned his drug dealer in to get off.
He got off?
Yeah.
Turning his drug dealer in?
That's
turned into a Trump supporter, yes, I know.
Jesus. People who vote for Trump basically just masturbate all day and watch anime.
Well, I do that, but I don't vote for Trump, so...
Oh, shadoo. Let me get on my skidoo and visit shadoo and...
Skidoo. Skibidoobidoo-doo.
Skibidoobidoo?
I don't know. Fuck it. Sega's big announcement was that they're bringing more games to 3DS via... The amazing mystical technology known as emulation.
Flash carts.
Emulation.
Well, that,
In other words, they're doing yet another classic collection, as if there aren't enough of those.
Guys, you don't understand. The games that they're releasing on the cart actually are available right now in the eShop. All of them.
Is this like a? But
yeah,
like...
it's just a compilation of all the games they've currently released on the eShop on a card. It's a physical cart.
So this isn't even an announcement, it's like a non-announcement.
Well, it's basically saying, look, you fuckers were too lazy to buy the games individually in eShop, so here's, like, 9 of them in one convenient package. Give us your fucking money.
It's just, here's the thing, like, I'm so ingrained in the whole PC Master Race, Steam, everything digital thing, that all of my games on the DS are digital, except Pokemon.
I don't even think this thing will power up right now, let me see.
And it's just...
Will it blend? What? Nope, she's dead.
DS smoke. Don't read this.
This thing's deader than my social life.
Oh. Well, anyway, so they... I don't understand, but me carrying around a bunch of flashcards and stuff is just painful and a pain in the ass. Why?
By the way, in case you were wondering how much of a tool I am... when I went to an anime convention and everyone's like, oh, let's play Mario Kart. Fuck you guys. I got some, Sonic and All-Star Racing Transformed.
I still have, like,
get
four
on my
copies
level.
Of that
You're
thing.
Too slow.
Actually, if anyone wants a copy of the PC version of that, I swear I've still got, like, at least three to give out.
Of
All Stars Racing Transformed.
Oh, God.
Well, they like just giving out, like, candy one day.
Wait, Shadow, when we go to Twitch, we can give it away as one of those fucking subscriber things. Three subscribers and we'll have a giveaway.
Oh, man. That would be nice.
Oh, we got one subscriber!
66% of you could win.
Hey, Spinnick, you want to know how you get subscribers real fast? You make it into a drinking game. For each subscriber you get, you take a shot.
No, you
absolutely.
No, you get subscribers fast by showing boobs on the stream.
No one wants to see my moves.
yeah.
All right.
Shadow does.
This isn't that kind of show.
I don't. I'm
yeah,
spelt.
Spell.
Normie.
Look it up.
Look at this.
You're going to look at it right now. I've got only two copies.
Why am I looking this up?
What?
First off, what am I looking up again?
Looking what up?
Svelte.
I'm guessing
that's with a V.
Of a person a slender and elegant?
Okay, I wasn't expecting the elegant part, but the slender, yes.
It says also, willowy, flaky,
Sylph-like.
Not a
of a woman or grill. Slender and
oh,
graceful. Sylph-like.
Weber girl.
I shouldn't use svelte.
Women or grill.
You regret this decision?
I regret this decision a lot.
Hey,
I heard that word on
Spinnick.
The old cartoon
Spinnick.
Ages ago and thought I could use it.
Does Aaron Weber use a Weber grill?
Hey, let me
maybe I should ask him on Twitter, be like, hey, do you use a Weber grill? Yeah, why?
Alright, guys. The Twitch stream that I do is having a random let's play. Oh my god, let's all watch.
No.
What are we let's playing?
I don't know, it's mystery let's play and I'll
mystery let's play, announced. So it's gonna be some kind of porno game. And then you're gonna become a Trump supporter.
It might be LSD Dream Simulator.
They're like, the stream is starting now, and it was supposed to start 20 minutes ago, so...
Technical difficulties, I know this!
Ho ho ho!
It's a Unix system. I know this!
I know this!
Did you get that reference?
Yeah, I got that reference!
Everyone's certain?
I'd buy that reference for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar. I love that. I love that subreddit so much.
Why is this a thing?
It's hilarious.
After I connected to the internet while en route to London, I spotted some interesting handle.
Why are
among
you?
My
oh,
users.
Right. There's a London in Ontario. Are you in London, Ontario? Of course not. You got the depressing concrete walls.
Oh my god!
With your number one fan hiding out in the corner.
Please, somebody label their Wi-Fi SSID Cesis Van 926, and people are like, please tell me this isn't the Canadian Security Intelligence Service. And it's like, why would you think they label their Wi-Fi like that?
Well, to be honest with you,
also, they call the Wi-Fi handles.
Handles.
This is your Wi-Fi handle.
Give me a handle of Linksys WRT54G.
My handle.
I see this everywhere all the time. It's obviously a joke.
Yeah, I have like three of them in my building. Actually, let's look at my Wi-Fi networks.
I actually prefer a
Wi-Fi.
Handle of
live
Captain
on RSN
Morgan.
Live, we look up. Why am I looking at someone's erection?
What?
Did you not look at the link that VS posted?
Well,
No, I don't do that.
Well, you need to learn to live dangerously.
Wait, I don't... What?
It was Amazon AWS. I thought it would be safe, but it wasn't. apparently, I don't have Wi-Fi drivers installed. So
how are you online?
Ethernet. I'm on a desktop.
like a pleb with his wired connection over here.
What?
I have wires on my laptop and my desktop.
Look, all this shit is wireless. Nothing bad could possibly happen from doing this, alright?
Hey, voice, do you know what would be great right now? Some nachos. Some tasty nachos, you know, where the cheese melts
some chips
evenly all over the nachos. Just fire up that microwave.
Hold on, I got a phone call. And show's gone.
All right,
actually, hey, Spinnick, I see your ruse. I've got an Xbox 360 that'll melt cheese just as good as any microwave, all right? Just leave it on the system menu. Why are we linking XKCD?
Because that's what I was referencing with the nachos.
What is the purpose of this goddamn show right now? What are we doing? We were talking
nothing.
About...
Nothing!
We were talking
about
how
everything
like,
and nothing.
Sega's announcement was a big disappointment. But I also have to give a quick shout-out to Aaron Weber's god-tier shit-posting abilities. Because I don't know if anyone follows the Facebook account for Sonic the Hedgehog. But that pancakes. Them pancakes, yo. Pancakes.
Yeah, well.
And then the eventual discussion about us all turning into dust.
Hold on.
Sonic was getting pretty heavy yesterday.
Fucking love this GIF, and I will post it everywhere!
It is a GIF!
GIF.
It's... I'm saying
how
GIF.
How do you like your graphics interchange
I don't
format?
Give a shit what you say. It's GIF.
It's a Jiffy cat.
Well, GIF is for peanut butter, okay?
Yes.
This is loading awfully slow for something that's supposed to be a WebM.
It's
maybe
literally
it
loaded like eight times. I've
loaded
watched
it in half a second for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm still in the relish on the stream, so...
Here you go. I love this cat. This cat is amazing.
So do I.
Is that what you imagine Aaron Weber as?
Yes.
He just sits at home on his couch. Shitposting time.
I just like him.
I just love how the cat just tosses everything off the table. Flips open a laptop. Hey, it's Zmeeden.
Zmeeden?
Zmeeden.
Well, there's a lot of people here tonight.
It's actually
not a lot of talking.
Spittle.
Well, everybody talk at once, all right?
This is like a goddamn awkward high school dance, all right? Sorry, middle school dance.
Middle school dance.
All the guys on the other end, all the girls on the other end.
Arms length, people, arms length.
Hey, you.
Is
3 meter minimum distance.
Or human.
What?
You T-Rex can get her arms? Pregnant if you're within 2 meters.
So.
But it's my first time.
It's my first time.
Like how carefully would you have to aim to actually accomplish that? You know what I mean?
What?
I don't think it works that way.
Rex, you clearly did not have sex ed. You learned some very scary things in sex ed.
Remember, if you have sex before you're married, you will die.
I'm told that we had sex ed, but I don't remember anything.
I had sex ed. It was interesting. We talked about doing it. It was dope, man. It was like, everyone was like, I've done it before. And it's like, yeah, you have. Sure, you did. Just your hand doesn't count. Actually, my teacher said that. He's like, your hand doesn't count. And it's like, yeah.
Didn't everyone practice on the teacher?
But your mom's does.
Male teacher. He had a very handsome mustache.
One would say a Kinder stash.
Kinder stash. Fuck. Fuckers.
I'm gonna ruin it for you.
Pen Kenders? Ruin what? The stash or sex?
Everything.
I'm pretty sure both? You can't ruin sex for anybody unless they're like,
oh,
frogging on a one chance.
I can. You just have to try hard enough.
Stupid sexy panda.
What's weird is we haven't heard about this guy in a while, so I don't know what he's doing, but...
I think he's still suing everyone he possibly can.
I think he's plotting. He has to be plotting something.
Ooh, I hate that there, Sega!
Wow, he hasn't made the news since 2013.
Oh, he sued somebody within that time.
He had to, but I mean, Google News reports him not being a total faggot.
Yeah. Congratulations, you're not a total faggot. Stamp.
Written and illustrated by Ken Penders. Your art sucks. Right.
Who's the successor to Lars Ulrich?
How pissed off would you get if I said June?
What are we talking about?
In reference to what?
I don't know. I just got the impression from the panel at YumaCon that he has some very clear boundaries on what's okay to do with his work. And apparently releasing the sim version of Sonic Heroes was a bad move.
What?
He doesn't like the fact, apparently, that the version of Johnny incoherently screaming into the mic got released.
I remember that. Oh, God.
It's the best version. That's the funny part.
Isn't all Sonic Heroes voice acting and screaming?
It's just Sonic yelling at an ant on the ground. We should all record our own versions. I don't know. The heavy metal version.
Sonic Heroes.
So he didn't like that. He did not like that, apparently. Although, I guess he also... I don't know anymore. I don't know who to trust on the internet, because apparently TSSZ claimed that fucking Sega's big announcement today was going to be about that Valkyrie whatever
series. Yeah, Valkyrie Chronicle. I wouldn't mind it, honestly, if they re-released that.
I've never played that.
It was a good game.
It was a very good game.
GG, no re.
How does one go about playing it?
You don't. That's how good the
just
game is.
Just when you think Ken Penders couldn't get any more infuriating, he has a cat, and this is his cat, and it's adorable, and we can't let him torture that thing, so we have to go.
Yep, I'm going to go find his house. I'm going to take his cat right now.
I'm sorry, but I cannot allow you to have that cat.
That is my cat right now.
I will sue you if you take my cat.
I will fight you right now. Let's go.
I will sue you. Don't take my cat.
I'm sorry. You were not allowed to possess this cat.
Chad was going to get on Mumble.
Chizzed.
He said he was.
I want a chizzed all
There's
over
a lot
the
of
place.
Liars on the internet, as you'll find as you go through life.
Well, I don't think anyone would just lie on the internet.
People do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
I don't think so.
I don't understand why... Where's Chad? He's not around.
Oh, that Chad.
I hope Arson Live gets raided by him.
five instances of Mumble? Oh.
Oh, God.
Good luck, I'm behind 7 proxies!
At least he can't change his nick every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Dean says, "Ah, Tassos renamed his bot to Chad, and it or Ashes to the Stars." You. Well, I'm confused. It throws me right off because I don't know.
What is this? What is this shit?
I don't even know who Chad is.
He's an asshole.
By the way, the chat room is quiet as I'd expect it to be.
What?
Huh?
Radio Sega's chat room is quiet.
Oh.
Yeah. Except a guy called Buck is, "Yo, what the fuck is up?" And then nobody
and then
responded. And then he left, yeah.
There was so Fox.
He was so Fox.
That's how many fucks are up.
You're just so lost.
I'm just gonna...
what?
Yeah, Chad was on Reddit for a while.
Aren't we apparently stalking him now?
Yeah. Especially Tacos.
We're apparently it's illegal what we did. And we gotta be prepared for the shitstorm that's about to rain down on us.
The RCMP are gonna bust into your dorm.
What do we do?
And lasso you and drag you out with a rope.
Yeah, because it's the 1800s right now.
Oh, I got horse shit all over my back. That does not come out easily.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, you say it's not the 1800s anymore, but they still wear those fancy hats.
Fancy hats only.
I'm just
or silly
it.
Hats only.
Now I'm just imagining an entire police force that all wears Tails hats.
That's the Tails Sky Patrol.
We did it! We did it! Yay!
It's like, you find out that's like legitimately the name of an Air Force squadron. The Tails Sky Patrol.
Wasn't Sonic actually named after, like, some sort of Air Force thing? Or at least inspired by?
Sonic is a term of a speed exceeding some kind of Mach speed.
Yeah, but he was actually... The character design was actually inspired by some kind of Air Force emblem. I forget the details at the moment.
The character design was designed after a mouse who
Mr.
had
Needle
needles
mouse.
All over him. Sorry, but... I mean, I don't know. Air Force thing?
I don't know.
Sonic the Air Force?
Sonic the Air Force.
We should get the guy who does the, what's it called? The social media for Sonic the Hedgehog.
The social media thingy!
On here.
You want Aaron Webber not here? Webin.
Yeah, that's... Webin. Webin or Webber?
Hey, look. It's a shitty excuse, I know, but the whole not being able to feel a portion of my mouth kind of ruins my speech patterns at times. It's not the beer.
It's from that one thing, isn't it?
It's from that tooth extraction where the guy swears he didn't touch the nerve. But, I don't know, parts of your face don't go permanently numb from not being touched in the nerve.
There, I found it.
Backstory. Well, first off, you're referencing Sonic Retro, so that's probably your first mistake, but let's go with it.
Better than referencing TSSZ.
Okay, what's the name of the person who does the social media for Sonic the Hedgehog?
Aaron Webber. Of Webber okay. Grills. Grills.
Seriously, though, I'm finding some political asshole, and so...
Sonic's day job. He's a pundit for Fox News.
NDP? No, some guy who, like, runs for the NDP or some shit. I don't know. Okay, yeah, let's get this guy. I want him on our show.
You want him? I want you!
I want you.
Is this show about to get a lot more creepy?
Yep. Well, yes, of course, if we do a fanfic.
I don't think he can. Can he come
God
on our
damn
show?
Damn it, Radio Sega! Stop spamming other shows during my show.
He's been pretty. He's been pretty fucking meme-y the past like
meme-y.
Meme. Yeah. Well, I don't.
Meme, the memes.
Ugh, he made. He made a Phantasy Star Online 1 team and just named it Knuckles and Knuckles and Knuckles and Knuckles. This guy is a shit. I want him on the show.
See, this is what they do at Sega. And everything goes silent.
Dead air.
Oh, no, it's not dead air because there's music in the background. So it's really being put on hold. Hold, please. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment.
Oh, God.
Just a moment.
You know, next time at work when somebody internally calls, I should do that.
No.
Need a corporate accounts payable speaking. Just a moment. Hold.
Corporate accounts payable need speaking.
Yes, just a moment.
Oh, I can't go that high. No.
You're too manly.
No.
Now I gotta go out and fight a moose.
No.
Spinnick won't be here this week. He's currently in a coma. He actually tried to fight a moose. By the way, donate to our Patreon.
Patreon.
When are the Maple Leafs going to open one?
Patreon?
Patronus?
They don't. They definitely don't need any money. At all. Also,
they don't deserve any money after what they did.
What? No, they don't need any money. They have so much. You think that they're a failing team, but they're the most grossing, you know, NHL team in the league.
How failing are they? Let's go to the NHL and find out.
Oh, I don't think they've. Like... I don't think they've won a single game yet.
I think this is like a thing because Ninja's Pajamas also suck, and yet they're the most profitable team in that game. Like, is this like a thing in sports?
They're number 29 in the league. Out of 30. they won
Who's
their last
number
game.
30? It's number 30.
Columbus.
Oh, hi! Uh-huh. Oh.
Two of the worst teams on the opposite sides of Lake Erie. Or is it Ontario? That lake.
That lake. That one great lake.
That one great lake. That one Zimmedon. Great out of five lakes.
Zimmedon, which hockey team do you cheer for?
Hockey team? Not sure.
What's a hockey?
Oh my god, you guys are a bunch of bigots.
Our football team is the Cleveland Browns, and I'm pretty sure they're pretty terrible.
Well, then you would cheer for Columbus, who is currently number 30.
Chad's team?
It's Team Chad, quite literally.
Chicago's number 2. I mean, so there's that. And apparently St. Louis is so bad that their NFL team is leaving town. How fucked up of a town do you have to be for that to happen? Where the NFL team's like, fuck it, we're out of here, we're gone.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Wait,
Detroit.
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 Oh, right. You're supposed to come to Detroit eventually.
Detroit.
Detroit. Detroit. Well, it's only a 4-hour drive for him.
Only 4 hours.
It's five hours for me. Okay, fine. It's 12 hours if he lives in friggin' bumblefuck Canada. with a dual prop plane that, oh god, we're not gonna make it.
Yeah, I almost died. It was sad.
But one day, me and Spinnaker are actually going to meet, and there's going to be punches thrown in my direction.
One day we will meet, and that day we will launch live on Twitch.
They'll both bring knives, you know, just in case the other person brought a knife.
Oh, voice.
Yes.
I was just wondering. 42. No, fuck you. I was just wondering if we could play Broforce one day, you know, just like on the stream. Because I kind of bought the game because you said we could do that. Actually, it's pretty. It's
you actually
pretty
thought
enjoyable.
I was being serious.
Eh.
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 Look, first you have to do a co-op of Freedom Planet 3. 3. Which will not happen, by the way. I'm calling it right now. Because that seems to be the thing with game developers now. They can't count to 3 anymore.
Broforce.
Half-Life failed at Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Sonic 4 Episode 2.
Yeah.
Well, at least I could count to 3.
Back in the 90s?
Yeah.
It took them like 20 years to get Sonic 4 out the door. And even then, they apparently decided that Sonic could suddenly walk up walls.
He's fast, man. You gotta go fast.
You gotta turn them on, Morty. You gotta turn the shoes on first.
Oh. I had sex with a lot of younger women, Morty.
So, where are you on this Aaron Weber grill?
What? Can he legally be on the show?
No, he could, but would he want to? I mean, we're a couple of nobodies.
I'm tweeting him.
You're tweeting him.
Yep.
You gotta tell him to get on the show, faggot.
I co-host a show.
Hey, you don't know me, but I know you. I know what you order from Starbucks. I've sniffed your cup. Oh, yeah, you're gonna make Aaron read fanfiction. That's the entire goal of this entire thing, isn't it?
The end goal of RSN Live, once that happens, we can cancel the show.
The end goal of RSN Live is to make Mike Pollock and Roger Craig Smith read a Sonic fanfiction.
Together.
Of our choosing, it has to be our choosing.
Are you trying to make them kill themselves?
No. I just want them to read Shadow Makes It Big.
Oh, God.
Why do you want our world?
Hey, fucking, if, like, friggin' John St. John is willing to read 50 Shades of Grey in Duke Nukem's voice, I can get fucking Mike Pollock to read goddamn Shadow Makes It Big.
Some people have a lot of different opinions on things.
That's just, like, your opinion, man.
Man. Oh. RSN Live, everybody.
Nothing good comes from this. Just saying.
Nothing good comes from the earth anymore.
And I've gone to beer number 2.
I was
denied.
No. I'm Aaron Weber's 3,332nd follower. I wish I wasn't. I wasn't
paying attention for Cowboy Bebop references.
What? Rax had a Bebop reference? What was it?
Nothing good comes from the earth anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! Okay.
Well, to be fair... I mean, I couldn't really place that with Cowboy Bebop because nothing good comes from the earth now. So, I mean, fucking Bieber, man. That's gonna be Canada's legacy right there. Bieber.
What? He belongs to you guys now. You guys lost him in a hockey game.
Fine. Chicago Blackhawks versus Toronto Maple Leafs. Loser gets Bieber.
Fuck that.
No.
Fuck that. Never. Never ever.
No takesies, backsies, eh?
No takesies, backsies.
We'll surrender Tim Horton before we take back Bieber.
No, no.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Like I said, other than that, you have to surrender Tim Hortons.
I'm interrupting and I don't care. I'm back.
Oh. You weren't interrupting anything because...
But you're not Aaron Weber,
incoherently talking about stuff.
We were mumbling on Mumble.
Mumbling on Mumble, eh?
That's punny.
D.
Like, she wants it.
Oh.
I forget. Do you guys call it Zed up there?
Yes.
It's Zed.
It's not Z.
Z. It's such an easy way to end the alphabet. You gotta be like Zed. It's like, that's the definite stop.
Dragon
it's
Ball
not
Z.
Z. It just keeps going Z. It's like, fuck that shit.
Do you call
Zed
it Dragon Ball Z?
Stops. No.
Do you
no.
call it Dragon Ball Z?
If it's stylized, then no.
Do you not have the alphabet song in Canada? Because that's what the word Z is meant for.
We do, and it stops at Z.
And the song has been sung by Rick Moranis. And what's his face?
Everyone's probably sang it as a child, as a wee little child. I got a new treat! Oh, shit. Fuck.
Right, here's a random stupid fucking challenge.
Dear Spinnick, please stop following me. I am now blocking you. Goodbye. Aaron.
Yeah. He responded! I'll take it.
Look, I got this official correspondence from Aaron in the mail, and granted, it says it's from the, you know, Superior Court of Greater Los Angeles County, and it is a restraining order, but it is a response. I win.
Say the alphabet as fast as you can. Okay, should I say the American alphabet or the Canadian alphabet?
Either one.
Hold on.
Let's mix them together. Mix and match.
Hold on one second.
Is this gonna be like our replacement for the fan fiction tonight? Goddamn. I should find a way to get. How do I get rid of this fucking stuff that shows? Like, look, I'm not gonna be on. The Google Hangouts, Google, you can get rid of the goddamn portrait of some shapes. RSN Live cannot cover this up.
Hold on one second. Everything's
I
fucked.
I refuse to use a shitty service such as Skype.
Okay, you should use Skype. No.
I will stab you.
I hear IRCZ3 is going to have video or something.
What? What?
Wait, what?
WebRTC or something.
Wait, we're on version 2?
We're on version 9000.
Wow. That's like a lot.
Coming next, Rocky 5000. Did you get that reference?
I feel like I've definitely heard it before, but I don't get where it's from.
Which version of Jaws was it in Back to the Future 2? I forget already.
Like Jaws 30?
Wait, I get it. I got the reference. Isn't it because he ain't got oxygen either? Something like that. Oh, I can't remember.
References. Who the hell is this?
You. Who is Pterodactyl Princess? Or sorry, Pterodactyl Princess.
It's you!
Pterodactyl Princess? What?
Hey, Nintendo of America. Apparently one of your employees can't take any critique. Did you know that video games are not the most important things in the world? Oh my god.
What?
To some of my video games are important. I don't know.
Who the hell is Allison Rapp?
Queer, girly, feminist person.
Wait, you're not serious, are you?
What?
Is that what it says?
Yes, on her profile.
Oh no.
Just like every Tumblr profile.
Oh god. So what you're saying is Nintendo has fallen into the SJW scourge.
Yes. She's a queer, girly, feminist person.
That's gotta be troll.
It sounds like a Tumblr profile.
No, she totally looks the part.
And she works at Nintendo Treehouse, apparently.
Nintendo Treehouse, where your dreams are not coming true.
Faith.
Where your dreams are come true, but you have to sign an NDA to even breathe the air, so... Oh my god, it's like I'm eating chocolate while I breathe. Yeah, that's why you gotta sign the fucking disclosure.
Look, I'm just saying, we're not turning the oxygen back on to this room until you fucking sign the waiver.
Random Tumblr page, age, sexuality, what the fan is really, yeah, Rex, but, you see, are you, fucking trigender pyrofox from the forest planet?
What about Endor?
My name...
I'm actually pentagender.
Excuse me, but I'm actually a trigender pyrofox from the forest planet.
You have offended me, sir.
Do you not get that reference? That is the best reference.
I don't.
I believe I am a thousand gender mushroom from literally anywhere but here.
He's omnipresent.
Look at Spinnick.
You know, it actually makes sense because mushrooms do have thousands of genders. It's insane.
Sounds like you're about to have an orgasm talking about mushrooms.
I am!
Oh, shit. Shan.
What?
Mushrooms.
10 seconds.
I ship Silverado. Silverado? Like that sounds like a ripoff off of the goddamn Silverado. That sounds like something like a Russian car company would make. Silverado.
What is so
by Shimmer instead of Chevy?
You
know what? That'll be a mod. That'll be a car in GTA 6. The Silverado.
Please stop.
I want to see this now. Rockstar Games, I know you'll never make a GTA game again ever since What's His Face left, but.
Wait, what?
The guy who produces the Grand Theft Auto games left the company.
What? No, oh. When?
Leslie, what's his name?
I honestly thought you were going to say he died or something, but I guess that's just because a lot of people died recently.
I don't...
2016 is directed by George R.R. Martin.
Again, with that reference. Ha, huh, top cakes. Okay, can we move on?
40 cakes.
Oh, God.
See? And you want people to come on this show. That's the funny part.
What? What? What does that have to do with shit?
It has everything to do with shit! Sir!
Madam!
Madam!
Sir! Sir! Get his pronouns right. He's sir.
I may or may not be refreshing my Twitter.
Waiting. Are you gonna be sitting there? Just constantly? Yes.
His life is to be on Twitter. He can answer my tweet then. It's paid to.
I didn't do fuck.
And then we're not questioning your virginity, Chad.
What?
He was like, he's just like, I didn't do fuck. And I'm like, no one's questioning your virginity, Chad. Oh, man.
But what if he was chewing the dick?
He was chewing many dicks, but, I mean...
You fucking that chicken.
Oh, God.
Is it even legal to, like, defame people live like this?
Does anyone listen to this show?
No.
Yeah. Once you have an answer to that, you can go and continue on your decision tree. But I'm going to guarantee you right now, the decision is decidedly no. Because if it was, we wouldn't be on Radio Sega this week. Just putting that out there. Take it or leave it. Send it back.
Unvirginity confirmed.
What?
Didn't do fuck.
Of course he didn't.
Does he have Tourette's?
He's got something.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, what else
seriously
are we
dedicating
about?
A portion of the show here to somebody who probably has an Ed profile in the works.
Well, but he's brought much
pain
balls and activity to pound RSN.
Pain and suffering.
Pounding RSN every night.
He made the obvious joke.
That's what I do. I aim for the low bar, all right? You want to aim for that high brass ring? I'm going to aim for the low, you know, uranium.
You're going to aim for the dick.
Aim for the dick?
It's geek shed. I got disconnected a few times. Please wait while we scan your connection for open proxies.
Stop scanning proxy connections!
It's got to go through 7 times, man. Come on.
Look, you're connected to the network through 7 different hops, but I'm going to allow it because I trust you. All right.
I'm behind 7 proxies.
Nothing bad could happen.
Why can't I download this image? It's so goddamn slow. Maybe if I just turn off one of my proxies and then the door gets kicked in.
Oh, I shouldn't have turned off that 7 proxy. God damn it.
Oh, God.
By the way, let's see, what do we got here? I have a random fortune.
That's a fortune?
Yeah. Because apparently they're all over my desk because I eat a lot of Chinese food because I'm a fat ass. At least I admit my problems, Spinnick.
Excuse me? You want to die?
A pleasant surprise is in store for you, says this fortune.
A pleasant surprise?
Oh, look, it's the cease and desist letter from Sega. They're gonna send it through email.
Alright, let's talk about Sonic 06 Part 2. This time, there's more furry.
Sonic 06 Part 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
They're gonna introduce a fourth hedgehog that has the power to use power.
Do you need the power to use the power to use the power?
Super attack is going to be plugging in a plug into an outlet.
So hold on. This link that Rax posted is about black gay bodies exploited for white corporate greed.
They're being consumed. Is this like some kind of vor thing? Like consuming
genocide.
Consuming culture? Act of genocide.
It says genocide. I'm looking at the word.
Oh, actually, here's something. Earlier today, I got into an argument with someone who claimed that the town of Flint, the water poisoning thing, was not an act of negligence, but an act of genocide against black people because most of the population
was black. Oh, God. Oh, good fucking God.
Jesus.
That is like the collective.
Okay.
It was a big.
I've got
big
the fingers on the face
on
thing
Pound
right now.
So, Spinnick, how's it in Toronto?
Unilever doesn't give a shit about gay black men. Unilever wants viral content to make more money. Black bodies are cash. Oh, they should have put black gold in there. It would have been awesome. Black gold.
Oh.
This is cancer. You are cancer.
Stuff.
Black body radiation.
What?
Exploited for cash all the time. Like microwaves, they sell microwaves, they're exploiting black bodies.
Look at that math. Math.
/r/ they did the math.
Oh.
Well, sexploitation just makes me sick.
Did you never say exploitation or sexploitation?
Exploitation.
I heard sexploitation.
Check myself out here and see what's going
same
on.
Same difference. I mean, they're pretty much raping the bodies.
Oh, fuck off.
It is currently 7:01. It is 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
Actually, it's 8:01.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, you guys are in inferior time. Just get over it.
It's 7:01, and I'm sure Shadow and VS would agree, so you're still outnumbered.
Jonathan, it's definitely 7:01.
Jonathan, yeah. Me, Zimadon, and Frogging 101 Chan. We've got.
Well, Canada doesn't count, all right.
Excuse me, that's like half the channel.
You guys are all in a void. That happens to be called Ontario.
I hate you.
I'm you telling shit. You. Hey, Yumicon 2016, the beatdown of the century.
This is where I get deported.
Fine, I will walk down the goddamn tunnel. Fine, I don't want to be in your stupid country. Now get your hands off me! That's how Spinnick gets thrown in prison. Federal pound me in the ass prison.
At least I get conjugal visits.
Conjugal visits? I never heard anything about that. But I do have somebody on the inside, and they said the key is make someone your bitch on the first day.
Mike Judge, more please.
I don't think that. You know what? Just doing an Office Space 2 would just ruin the magic.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I'm sure they would fuck
it ruined
up.
Clerks.
I didn't see the second Clerks.
It wasn't as good as you'd expect it to be. See, there's a difference
between a
Hollywood project.
Everyone just watches it for Jay and Silent Bob, right? That's the whole reason. So, I mean, if they're there.
Well, I mean, that's why, you know, friggin'. Was it Zach and Minnie make a porno?
Mary
had a little lamb.
Mary.
I like that surprised look on your face.
What?
You have been on this show how many times and you don't expect that coming? Turbulent juice is coming, and it's coming strong.
Turbulent juice. Also, I found some turbulent juice in Pocket Morty's. There's still no explanation on what it does.
You thought it would tell you what it does. I mean,
yeah, I checked because I mean it doesn't explain in the TV show.
Look. Apparently, everyone wants fan fiction. Oh, look, they had a network issue on the 16th.
Apparently, VS doesn't like news.
Why would you bring me here, Frog 101 Chan? Why would you bring me here?
Fim fiction?
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
Friendship is magic!
Oh, no. No.
My little pony.
No.
Oh, there's a featured one. Or
you only get one first time. Get it? Because it's the tale about losing virginity. First off, someone took the time out of their busy life to make this website.
You think they have a busy life?
You'd be surprised. Fim. Why am I looking at somebody that's like on life support over here?
Kill me.
Why is Rainbow Dash sitting in the corner?
What? I didn't notice that.
Also, is this user's name Butthop or Cloudhop? Because it says Butthop.
Because you've got clouds of butt.
I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore.
This is getting out of hand.
Buttsdale.
It got out of hand a long time ago.
So what you're saying is you want Aaron Webber to read a My Little Pony fanfiction?
Oh god.
No.
Best kind of crossover.
Stop!
Fucking and sucking, I don't know.
What?
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 Spinning's look of horror. This says filling space, so I wonder what space is being filled.
Stay out of my personal space.
That's one personal space. Two personal space. Three. Get out of my personal space.
Or get out of my safe space.
I don't even like my own skin. I'm just gonna rip it off.
Oh god.
Oh, what an asshole.
Tune in next week for the personal space show. Oh god. Okay.
I can't wait for season 3 now. Where's season 3?
Like a year and a half.
Ooh-wee!
What'd you think about that finale, huh? I have no idea what you're talking about. Did somebody order a pizza? Oh god.
All this stuff that only like maybe 4 people in this room know about. Spanx muted, so he had to have or Rax muted.
I'm not Rax. Nope.
Yes, you are. You are stand-in.
There's a severe lack of corn around me, so I'm sorry.
Well, they have prisons in Nebraska.
All right, I'm back.
They have prisons in Nebraska, all right?
I was late with that. I was late with that, but still.
Suck my fuck.
Wait, what?
What? We scared off Jonathan. No, Jonathan, no.
That was a rousing song right there.
Let's see.
An arousing song?
Oh yes, that very arousing.
Of course it was. It would suck my fuck.
It is. That's what it's doing right now.
So it's fan fiction that you've linked. Implies that there's more than one chapter, but I see only one chapter. And this was written in 2012.
Sonic's Great Adventures with Dora and Propane.
What?
Share it!
I'm gonna pretend that title doesn't exist.
Is it a crossover?
It is.
Oh no!
Hank Hill cross Applejack! Oh no! Why would you do this?
Oh! First off, why is the picture like. Oh, okay, I get it now.
We have to read it. It sounds too horribly bad to not read.
Sonic's Great Adventures with Dora and Propane!
Jesus, this.
It even has M'lady in it.
It does have M'lady. Oh, I guess it's a troll fic for this one.
Guys, we should. Oh, there's the N word.
Oh.
Nice 403.
Anyway.
Well, that's just racist, because Dora's not. You know. Where's Latino?
Oh, it's the same link. God damn it.
Yeah, 403. Anyways,
forbidden.
Ooh.
You shall not pass this link.
Stupid, sexy Sonic.
Still 403.
Dump that shit in Google reverse image, upload it to Tassus' web server 100,000 times.
Why is my hard drive full?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah, let's just DDoS Tassus' server. It's a very good idea.
Oh, man. I don't think I'm comfortable saying this, especially in a public medium. That isn't Mario Kart. My friends have some stories.
I guess. Is that a phrase that one would say in Mario Kart?
I turn. Yes.
Open that anus wide N-word. Is that a common Mario Kart phrase?
I want to just take a minute and say I apologize to everyone who's ever played Mario Kart with me in the past. I turn into an anti-Semitic racist asshole, and it's
wait
not,
till we get to our job sites.
It's not you know my fault. It's the game's fault. So just saying. Basically,
that's pretty much Spinnick on any online game.
Anyways, we
by
should.
By the way, no
one here
is easily offended, are they?
I thought VS said it triggered her, but I'm not gonna read those words out loud because that's rude.
I don't understand your predicament, Ink.
Anyway, we should do a music break so I can grab some water.
I don't think I did, Rex.
I gotta.
Oh.
I gotta do things.
Okay.
What?
Well, somebody said basically.
Basically.
Blackjack by Sega.
I'm dying. Okay.
Stop dying! No dying on this show. No one is allowed to die on this show. There is a $500 fee for dying on this show.
What are you going to charge it to?
$500 Canadian or American?
They're next of kin.
Silver dollars. It's
silver
literally
dollars.
Just, it's just going to be silver holding a dollar.
Oh. Oh.
So oh. Bananas?
And it's in my mouth.
Pry it from my cold, dead mouth.
Hey, anyways, have you ever had a frozen banana?
No.
No.
Well, you guys are just missing on life. Fucking. Hey, I tried Tim Hortons up there. The least you could do is try the frozen banana.
Wait, is that like a Illinois thing?
It's like, you know, oh shit. Oh
shit. I even had poutine.
What's that fucking show called? Arrested Development?
I haven't
they
fucking had
the
poutine.
Banana stand.
Putin. Putine.
It's Putin.
You Putin.
I will kill you.
It's Putin.
I will kill all of you.
Vladimir Putin.
I will rip you in half like Toronto Man rips tapes.
It's awfully violent of you.
Hold on.
Why so much violence? What did I do to you?
What?
Lots of things.
You're asking me.
Look at this guy. He says he's gonna kill me. He's gonna cross the border specifically to kill me.
No. I'll go for like a vacation or something, and then I'll, you know,
kill me on the last day. Then he'll take a picture holding my like corpse by like, you know, the hair on my head, and he'll like.
He'll use it for his next album cover.
Spinning Crimes of Passion. Oh, jeez.
I don't think I shared this video with anybody yesterday, so I mean.
Speaking of, if you wish to punch me in the face in public, well, first off, that'd be rude, but I will be going to Anime Milwaukee, Milwaukee.
Sweet. I should go or something.
Well, there's that thing in Green Bay. The Bay of Green. The Greens of Bay.
Oh, yes, good old Green Bay.
It's called the K because they're trying to be fancy.
Slap you. It's Frogging, Green Bay.
Frogging 101, please don't get mad at the little kid.
Joel McDonald.
Oh god, I've never even considered spelling it that way. I'm moving.
Don't forget to book your hotel room, says Mina-san. By the way, it's $20. No, wait, it is $25 to go to Kitsucon, which is in, you know, Green Bay, which is like no one gives a fuck about Green Bay.
This can't be not safe for work. It's Google. Oh god, I was so wrong.
What the hell?
It's a Kurt Cobain tribute album.
I'm done. There's the Nirvana Nevermind album cover.
Oh man, you guys are bad.
Are you gonna say too soon? It's been over 20 years. Get over it.
Last thing he said was the shotgun tastes amazing.
Why would I try this earlier? See, this convention is in Green Bay, so it's Green Bay.
Is Green Day gonna be there?
Is Green Day going to be in Green Bay? No, because they broke up.
Oh, right.
Because who the fuck cares about Billy Joe? Fucking obnoxious prick.
Kitsucon.
This looks like WordPress.
It is WordPress.
Oh,
isn't
it
amazing?
How come nobody here pronounced Kitsune?
They didn't even customize their WordPress login screen.
It's obviously Kitsune.
It's still the W. At least my old high school tried.
Most people don't give
They're
a shit
gonna get
the
like
login.
20 people trying to log in right now. See DJ Croft, DJ Kiro, DJ Cade at the Fall Ball. Get it? Fall Ball. I don't know what I'm talking about. So,
cunt.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to this convention, but I am going to Anime Milwaukee. But this is in July, and then apparently I'm going to Disney.
Disney World! Kitsucon.
Ruin children's dreams. That over there, that's not Mickey Mouse, that's just a guy named Jesus.
What? Jesus! My god, you people need to stop.
That over there, that's not really President Obama. That's just an animatronic, alright? It's just a bunch of tubes. It's just a series of tubes.
I'd go to Kitsucon with you, boys, but I don't want to be in a place where people pack fudge.
They pack meat. Because
the Packers, the Green Bay
they
Packers?
They pack meat!
Yes.
They're meat packers.
That's what we used to be, the Acme
God,
Packers, actually.
Come on, Spinnick, learn your history here. Come on. How is a non-resident of Wisconsin more knowledgeable about Wisconsin than a non-resident of the United States? All right, that makes no sense. I'm supposed to be the dumbass here. I'm the American.
What? Help!
So, Luis, how's the football and fake cheese?
I like cheese.
I like cheese more.
I will fucking kill you.
I'm already.
There can be only
you.
One.
I mean, it's all about that cheese whiz, because the less it tastes like cheese, the more American.
Oh, clearly.
Cheese whiz is not clearly. Cheese.
Trekkie Rex. Makes craft dinner.
Rex,
Trekkie
clearly you have not
with
been to the Mars Cheese Castle, all right?
What?
No one here knows about the Mars Cheese Castle. You guys are a bunch of fucking savages, you know that?
Oh, shit. Sonic Ultimate Genesis Collection finished downloading. Oh, it's been taking all day.
God, why do I have to educate you people? Look, it even shows up in Google as I start typing it. All I have to type is Mars.
Mars bars?
And this is a brand new install of Linux.
They know your IP.
Look at that.
They know your IP address, boys. Mars cheese. Is it like the moon cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
I have so much cheese.
I only see on this page, I only see one picture of cheese.
Hey, fucko. Click the cheese page.
Now click the cheese.
Click
okay,
the cheese.
I'll click the cheese.
I'm click the cheese.
I'm on the cheese page.
10-year-old sharp cheddar. Ugh. Too sharp.
We got Limburger. Would you like Limburger?
Maybe.
Hey.
Oh, they got curds, man. $44.99? What the fuck?
So in other words,
those are fresh curds. You will definitely pay that.
So in other words, it would cost him.
I've been to a cheese factory before. There's one down the fucking road.
Look at Shadow.
The
reason
they're not $50.
Shadow, the
reason
he's.
I'm not a cheese
he's...
expert in the least. I'm actually quite underknowledged when it comes to cheese.
The reason he's upset is because 44 American dollars is like 100 Canadian right now. So he cannot afford cheese.
Poor thing.
Oh my god. You honestly think we get our cheese from you fucking America?
Yeah. Duh.
Excuse me.
Where else
oh, yeah.
did you get cheese? Does Canada even have cows?
Yeah, because we get our milk from New Zealand.
Your milk comes in bags, alright? It creeps me out.
That's only like 7% of places in the state that sell milk in bags, such as Quick Trip, where I eat literally everything.
I like how VS was like, this is...
I seriously, that gas station is like 90% of my diet. Someone help me.
I need to go to Mars Cheese Castle because I need 5 pounds of baby Swiss, alright? And I will just sit here on the show eating nothing but a wheel of cheese. A 5 pound wheel of cheese. That's my beer glass. Yeah, that's where I bought that Packers glass, alright? What I get from Canada? Nothing except friggin' extra inspection by the Border Patrol, because apparently I was a very shifty character. you gotta just pull over there, eh? Spread them.
then you can hear the latex gloves snapping.
Boy, this isn't what I thought Canada'd be like at all. I'm going dry.
You see? Oh yeah, just you know, try and hit the high notes. What high notes? Oh!
Okay, he's got nothing, Jerry.
Oh, jeez, did you eat some corn?
Someone's been taking some amoxicillin and it's gonna gnaw down my gloves!
Jesus Christ. Nope.
Nope. So, I take it Aaron Weber has refused your request for an audience.
More like ignored completely.
Ignored your request for. Well, I mean, if I was, you know, somebody like that, I'd be like, who's this fucking asshole? Petri, Petribs, 15.
You are that worthy what? of the audience, of the great Heron Heather.
You request my audience? How dare you! And you're dead.
Yep.
I'm just imagining Aaron Webber breathing fire.
Webbin. See? I'm not the only one who's fucking up names here. Webbin.
Amalgamated his whole name into one word.
I just realized how difficult it is to read the text on Spinnick's face.
What? My face?
What? You're not paying attention to the show at all, are you? Nope.
No.
Nope.
I can't find it. I have it open in a tab. I can hear it, but I just don't know. Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
How did you lose the tab?
There's a million tabs open.
Why do you have a million tabs open?
Why is my computer so slow? Okay, there we go. It's back up. But there's no words on my face. Oh, those words. Okay.
Don't make me make this happen again. Are we gonna have a problem?
What?
Do I have to break out a tail light?
Oh, jeez. Actually, I don't think it's illegal to drive with a broken tail light here.
Really?
But a broken skull.
Yeah, that'd be illegal because you'd be legally dead.
Not really. I mean,
not
you could have a fractured skull.
Well, then you shouldn't be driving with a concussion. Oh God.
What? What could possibly be wrong?
You.
First off, we said we were gonna take a music break. And that clearly has not happened.
Take the
so
goddamn break.
I am gonna go. I'm doing it. You don't believe me? Look at this. I am going into the music folder right now. Look at that. I'm in there. I'm going into Sonic Music V2.
Oh.
Now shit's getting real. We're going. Let's pick a shitty song here. Sonic Heroes. Come on up. Oh, let's see. What the fuck is this machine?
What?
This machine.
Team Dark?
God damn it.
Do not know. What? Did you not play Sonic Heroes?
Oh, wow. This,
seconds?
Comes with, the lyrics, apparently.
Oh, yes.
There's, a lyric sheet. There is. There's a lyric sheet. So now I can read how Rex always tells me that Johnny's lyrical stylings are kind of...
drunk.
Genius.
The bestest.
Very drunken.
Maybe that's how you... Well, you know, I mean, there's the drunk version of Sonic Heroes. The Ozzy Osbourne version of Sonic Heroes. All we can remember is the fucking refrain. Sorry, the chorus.
My name is Ozzy Osbourne.
Let's see, what else we got here? Let's see, Sonic the Fighters. Sonic Battle.
No,
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
There's absolutely no fucking reason you're talking about me on Ozzy Osbourne. My name is Ozzy Osbourne and I know fucking Ozzy Osbourne. I'm fucking
paid. Shadow the Hedgehog. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Power Man 5000 was good in Tony Hawk.
Sharon!
Too.
Okay.
We're almost dead. Almost dead. Almost dead. Almost dead. To the world.
Actually, we're quite dead. That's the thing. No one seems to realize this. All right. So yeah, music break. I don't know if there's going to be a fan fiction because somebody hasn't really thrown out a real reasonable fan fiction. I could just sit here and read, you know, descriptions of cheese, I guess. I mean, there's a King of Clubs 5-pound plastic tub of cheese.
Anyway, since you guys wrote up drunk versions of songs, I have to link this.
What is it? I can't listen to music while I'm doing this. That's the thing.
It's a thing. It's drunk Metallica. It's like the proto version of the song before they wrote new lyrics.
So, okay, so let's you read the lyrics for, well, first off, verse one, pre-chorus, chorus, verse two, pre-chorus two, chorus, and bridge.
Fade to black.
Finn.
Fade to black. Title. 3 weeks. Earlier.
Apparently this was recorded in the box, Los Angeles. Produced and arranged by June Snooey. Well, it's weird because like it says recording studios, room 650 at Beep Beep Studios in San Francisco, California. The Box.
San Francisco.
The Box in Los Angeles, California. We've got Wavemaster Studio, Tokyo, Japan. There was a drummer, well, apparently. Katsuji?
Mixmaster Shake?
Mixed by
Your face is a drummer.
Hirokazu Akashi at Wavemaster Studio, Tokyo, Japan.
Your That's face mouthful. Is a drummer.
the drummer is Katsuji. Takashi Tanada.
Takeshi's Challenge.
Tanada not gonna work here no more. Oh, I'm such an asshole. Guitars and programming. What?
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 Jun Sunui is a programmer, apparently.
He programmed the guitars to go loud.
To go fast. Gotta go fast.
He turned
so
them
smart.
He turned them up to 11.
But ours go to 11.
Why am I doing this? Am I really this much of an asshole that I'm making fun of, like, credits? apparently I am. Secondly, you can't have a chorus that consists of two words, alright?
Okay.
Well, okay, so the chorus is Sonic Heroes, bind you, confine, well, confine, that's gotta be a misspelling. You define your reign. This wow. Okay, this is drinking lyrics. Yeah, you're right. This doesn't make sense. Sonic Heroes. Setting the stage for a hero's parade. So how we got from reign to parade is kind of if you really want worst Crush 40 lyrics, listen to what you said to Johnny's face! Why don't you just go to a convention and be like, your songs, they don't make sense.
That's when they stop being your friend.
You. Alright, yeah, come on up. I want to say something to you. Bam! Punch in the face. Anyone else got questions? Any more? No? We're done? Okay, bye.
God.
God, that Crush 40 Q&A got out of hand fast!
Holding his nose, blood pulsing out. Jesus! They know how to rock, man!
You guys could, like, front for Andrew WK!
Christ. Okay. Are we taking that break?
There's a music break coming, I swear. It's just Rax is apparently posting the lyrics to one of those days. One of these days. Bam.
Power right in the kiss.
The third one God. Is the worst one.
This is Arisen Live. I have no fucking clue what I'm doing anymore.
rage. Step aside, I'll turn the page. Breaking through your crazy maze.
Where we're out, mouse dead, I'm out dead.
And a bunch of filler, because why the fuck not? So, we're back.
We are back.
The music's still playing for like another 2 seconds, but we're back. Oh, there we go. Now we're back.
There we go.
Full back.
We are back officially.
Touch back. I don't know. Yeah, no, I just kept hearing Sonic Gyros.
Sonic Gyros.
That's actually a stealth advertisement for Gyro S.
Even though that's not a thing.
After this song.
They made their own Watch OS instead of Google whatever the fuck, so I think so, yeah.
Also, Power Man 5000. Just because he worked well in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Again, I don't care what anyone says. The fucking vocals in Crush 40 songs are quiet if I don't have any EQ going.
A weird addiction. This doesn't look that long, he said.
Mr.
But there were six chapters.
What's your name? Hirokazu Akashi. Your mixing is I don't know. Like a laser beam, my eyes on you.
All right.
First off, breaking through THRU, your crazy maze.
Good. We're done. Done.
Okay. Yeah, these lyrics are kind of weird. Watch me rule the night away. Watch me save the day. So, feel my storm is getting close, headed your way. What does that even mean? I'm going to analyze these music, the lyrics, because, quite frankly, these lyrics don't make a lick of sense.
Jeez.
It doesn't say who. Oh, it's written by Jun Senoue and Johnny Goulet.
Jun Senoue.
I call him Goulet, alright?
I knew a guy with the last name Goulet, so yeah, I suppose that exists.
I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but you know.
I have no idea what his last name is.
Gioeli? It's an Italian name. Italian.
An Italian and a Jap? Last time I saw those together, I was shooting them out of the sky!
Oh, this is how it ends. This is how the show ends. Oh, let's see. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
So apparently, no one gave a shit about Wavemaster Studios for We Can. Jammin' Planet Studio. I'm looking over. I did not realize that this rip of the Sonic Heroes
rip.
Vocal soundtrack came with like image scans of the booklet.
Ooh.
So, like, I have like a pre-course. Together we can overcome all. Together, comma, we can, comma, overcome all the odds, comma. It's never as hard as it seems. Everyone can
bam,
do
bam,
something
bam,
special.
Bam.
The secret is sharing your dreams. No, sometimes dreams aren't meant to be shared. Yes,
do it!
I'm just
make
together
your dreams
kinda
come true.
Can't
yesterday
stop us
cuz
together
tomorrow
we are strong.
Stop giving up.
This machine
just
is the shortest song, and it was, oh god, I misread that. I thought it said schmuck. Ryan Shuck.
Yes, that's his name. Don't you Julian K at all?
Don't shuck him out.
Schmuck.
You cunt.
This is the shortest song in the entire list.
And it was actually written by Crush 40, by the way. Julian K just performed it.
It says it was written by Jun Senoue and Amir Duraka. Kaka. Kakao. Apparently, guitars, bass, synths, and programming was done by Amir
Yeah, I think that's the other Jillian Kay guy.
Follow Me was apparently performed by Kay Hanley. Was performed music-wise by Jun Sanui.
Jun Sanui.
Lyrics by Mathlide O'Rourke.
What?
Mathlide. M-A-T-H-L... R. Sorry. Oh, God. I can't read it anymore. I'm drunk. So, lyrics by Mathilde O'Rourke. Whoever Kay Hanley is. I don't know who Kay Hanley is. Is that like one of the Amy voice actors?
No.
First off, can I just say, you can't take 3D models and apply the watercolor filter to it and call it art.
I found a fanfiction that looks acceptable at first glance.
At first glance. No more boundaries.
Amy's 15. Amy's 15. Amy's 15.
What could possibly go wrong?
You asked me to find a fanfiction, then you just ignore it, okay?
Your fanfiction was strange and scary.
Weird addiction.
That's the point.
Literally the second paragraph, first line, Tails, I need some jalapeno.
Tails, I need some jalapenos over here!
God damn it.
I don't have as much, you know? Strong sense of piss and despair.
What?
I'm Sonic, what's that smell? Tails asks with a disgusted look on his face. What?
What am I reading? It's the smell of jizz! Get used to it, kiddo! Don't get a blacklight in here!
Okay, can we read the second one or what? I don't fucking know, just...
We should read this one.
What?
Yeah.
There's six chapters, guys!
So?
But Amy's 22.
Six chapters.
They're really short.
Yeah.
How many words in total?
3,000?
About 4,000.
They're both about the same. Apparently there's Robotnik in here and Eggman, so I'm assuming that there's gonna be some lemon.
Yeah, and this one is actually shorter, so...
Fine, we'll read this one about jalapenos and what's that smell? You guys are messed up.
RSN Live, what's that smell? This rag smell like chloroform to you? Okay. Let me play the little warning doohickey, because I have to play the warning doohickey.
Warning!
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
It was 12 seconds. All right, deal with it.
What's funny is they actually included that in the official soundtrack. As if that's a song people want to hear.
What?
That soundbite, it's in the Sonic Colors official soundtrack.
Are you talking about the uns?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the drill wisp thingy.
Yeah, I know, but what? Like, you put your soundtrack CD in, and that thing randomly comes on. Like, why do you want to hear that?
Because you want to flip the room lights on and off. The system is down.
Is down.
The system
is down.
Is down.
Oh, I missed that website.
Let's go. It's still kind of active. They keep teasing that they're going to put content out, and then they do, and then they go on hiatus for another 3 months. Okay. Let's do this. Just do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
All right. So I guess you're reading something about Sonic and jalapenos up the ass. This was actually just released January 18th. Updated 4 hours ago. This is fresh, folks. Fresh.
Nothing more fresh than this.
It's so fresh. It hasn't even cooled off yet. And it was written by a Mr. ZW14.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Runner T. Lemmer? What?
What are you... Boys, no more drinking your cutoff. All right.
Yes, one chapter, but 7,800 words.
What?
Hold on. Let me post you this. First off, this really bad sketch of Sonic on a notebook page is kind of freaking me out.
Trekkie, you're back. Quick, run while you still can.
Has Aaron Weber accepted your offer?
Let me open Twitter. No.
Where my old fart gamers at, said Roger Craig Smith.
What?
Ever resist urge to blow into disk intake on console to see if it improves performance? #oldhabitsdiehard. No, because you don't blow into a disc-based console, Roger. Oh, come on. Come on. NES, you do that with a NES. You spend 15 minutes fucking cursing out Nintendo while you blow into the cartridge and hope to God that it comes up, only to get that gray flashy screen of fuck you. Spinnick knows what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And the red light that just
blinks at you.
Yeah.
It's just like it's saying, fuck you.
You know,
loser.
That's the 10 Nest chip, right? That's
yes.
The security chip?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You are aware that that is indeed a thing. That thing is indeed some sort
of
thing.
A 10
Nest
chip.
Yes.
It's 10 Nest.
10 Nest. You need to get tetanus if you touch it.
So, apparently Amy is 22 in this fanfiction. Cream
yes.
is 14.
And Sonic is 25, and he's going to urinate on everyone. Let's go. So
great. Just what I wanted.
All right, we got a plan. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm really not excited.
Yeah, you picked
this,
it. You picked
Rex's
it.
This is Rex's fault.
You guys voted for it.
All right, the music's going.
I don't own any Sonic characters nor properties of Sega. Don't own
Chapter
Sega.
The first!
The addiction.
Do not steal.
Original chapter, do not steal. Sonic the Hedgehog, the 25-year-old hero of Mobius, is always known for his heroic deeds of taking down Eggman and his passionate love for chili dogs. Oh yeah, passionate.
The passion.
I'm going in dry.
But when it comes to his privacy, it can't be helped. Tails, I need some jalapenos, said Sonic. I don't have as much, you know. What?
It's gonna be a 14-year-old, I swear to God.
It must be.
I don't have as much, you know.
It says poop. Their
profile
says poop. I'm fucking... I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I still have beer left, all right? Let's go.
As Tails comes in, he smells the strong scent of piss and despair.
Fresh.
Oh,
strong.
Sonic, what is that smell? Tails asks with a disgusted look on his face. That's just the old walls in here, Sonic answers. I don't think doorbell rings. Hold on! At the door was 22-year-old Amy Rose and her friend Cream, who was 14. Due to logical anniversary ages, I checked the map. Hey, Tails, Amy and Cream said in unison. They timed it. They were like 3, 2, 1.
They practiced.
Go.
Shit, you're off.
Oh hey you guys. What's up? Tails responded. Just here to check up on you guys. But Amy, I thought you were here to see Sonic. Tails began chuckling. He's in the other room, but be careful. It stinks.
He needs to get some Glad air fresheners, if you know what I mean.
Glade. Amy runs back to where Sonic was and slowly opened the door. Sonic didn't hear her when she came in. She saw a laptop on Sonic's lap. She crept to get a better view. It turned out Sonic was masturbating rapidly. Amy gasped loud enough.
And of course, the dark music comes on.
Amy gasped loud enough for Sonic to hear. He turned around and saw Amy looked at him blushing. She slowly backed out of the room and left with cream before Sonic could clean himself up. Sonic was embarrassed at what just happened.
Where did that first off, who just barges into a room? Hey, what's your... Oh my god!
Well, what you look at that?
What you looking at, buddy?
Oh, man. Meanwhile, with Amy... Oh my, I never thought I'd see Sonic's penis before, Amy thought. It was so big and his sperm went everywhere. And the way he looked at me was as if I angered him. I shouldn't have disrespected his privacy like that. Who wrote this?
RW14. Really?
Amy was so wrapped up in her thoughts, she passed Cream's house by 3 houses.
What?
Amy, my house is back there. Cream caught Amy's attention before she fell into a ditch.
And died.
And then they died.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm missing.
Oh, sorry, Cream. I was just thinking, Amy said, looking tired. About what, Amy?
Get over
Cream
here.
Cream asked eagerly. It's personal. Oh, okay.
Thinking about Sonic fucking again, are you?
Thank you for reading this. If you did, and please don't hate me for this story. I'm just fine with what I know. If you liked it, please let me know, and I'll make this more of a story. And please give me some tips if needed. Just adios or bye or whatever.
This person must be Canadian.
Oh. Yeah, like 13.
That's stretching.
Okay, before chapter 2, we should look at their profile. Their profile. What a wonderful profile.
Poop.
United States of America. Poop.
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 Poop. Walter has written 2 stories for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Spinnick, you're a little out of focus. Fix yourself.
Am I? No, I'm not.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You are so blurry right now. Wrecked.
It's your fault then, because... Oh, shit! No. I swear I look great on my end.
There we go. Fixed it.
Look, I need to be able to see every individual skin pore on your face.
Well, there. I want to see every hair follicle, and I want to see that hair grow.
Whatever.
I have no life.
Chapter 2. The problem with the addiction.
Oh, hold on. I gotta start the music again. You may proceed.
Are you sure?
You on! Just do it!
Okay! Sonic was in shock. Oh my gosh. I just came all over the front of Amy's dress.
Well, they didn't say that before.
Nope. While Sonic was deep in his thoughts, Tails came in. Hey, Sonic! Tails looked all over the room as white liquid dropped to the ground like rain. I knew it! Tails exclaimed. You keep masturbating and you're not cleaning it up.
Hold on. I have a picture for this. It's actually rather safe.
This is gonna be the next season of Sonic Boom right here.
It's the thing that it gets linked to 4chan every now and then. Actually, it's
Yeah, just to see if I can find it.
Sonic began to get frustrated. Who's gonna waste their time cleaning up an entire room, Sonic asked. Sonic masturbating may be healthy, but you can't let it take control of you. Boom. What?
Tails is
dead.
Poor Tails.
Sonic.
Hey,
boom.
Have you seen Rouge? Knuckles. That was my. What? Yeah, she was here yesterday talking about you, Sonic interrupted. But my. I know, that's what I'm looking. Why I'm looking for her.
What?
How do we go on this
What
tangent?
Is going on?
I am confused.
Look, put your dick back in your pants and let's go look for Rouge, alright?
I think Knuckles opened the door.
He kicked it open. Because no one respects Sonic's privacy. He can't masturbate.
Okay.
Just letting you know. Just letting you know this exists.
Aaron Weber, you missed out on this.
Anyway. Sonic, yeah, okay. Have you seen Rouge? It's like, but my, I know, that's why I'm looking for her. Let's take Tails Tornado. Grr, Tails growled. As Grr. I was trying to say, Knuckles just smashed the engine in. What? Let's use Sonic's car. Sonic's got a car?
Yeah, it's from Mobius Racing.
Look, gas is cheap in Mobius right now. It's like 25 cents a liter.
Liter? What are you, Canadian?
Actually...
Petrol.
Petrol.
Call it petrol.
No, we don't! You know goddamn well we don't. Okay. Piece of shit.
Gonna have 20 liters of petrol.
Sir, could you please go to the gas station on the other side of the road? Because you obviously belong there. Just try.
Fucking pelting you with cigarettes.
Okay, let's see. Well, let's use Sonic's car. Why? I don't even need it. As Sonic began to explain his car situation to Tails. Tails decided to turn on Sonic's ear modification number
car!
Two.
Car.
I saw ear.
God damn it. Spinning. You had one bad. Job. One job.
Put down the beer.
Don't worry, Sonic. I added 3 additional seats. Just great, said an annoyed Sonic. He just wants the master base bait and peace.
Base.
That's all.
Master based.
Master based. I am the master baster. I'm like, I could cook the shit out of a turkey. Anyway. Okay. Well, don't worry, guys. I'll meet you there.
Later.
Sonic ran into the woods. He pulled out 2 pictures of a cosplay Amy and a cosplay Rouge.
Jesus.
He sat up under a tree and start jacking off. Oh yeah, I love your giant tits, Rouge. Well, why not have the real thing, Big Blue? Rouge said in a seductive manner.
No!
Oh, Rouge.
Look. I may have my penis in my hands, but it's not what you think. Boy, am I embarrassed.
I bet you thought you'd see a lemon here, huh? Nah, not yet. I'm still trying to put it together. Please show me that you like this so far, and please don't hate on me. And sorry, it was short. I was in class when I made this.
Jimmy, what are you doing? Nothing! Are you writing Sonic fan fiction again? No!
Your mother told me. Your mother told me to stop. To ask you to.
I'm gonna make you read it in front of the class. You know I'll do it. I did it last week.
No, not this time. He's got his penis in his hands.
Oh, you know, Rick, he's got, you know, his furry blue ride there, and he's you know, just sitting there jacking it, and, you know, you don't know what he's going through his thoughts, man. You don't know.
He likes rouge tits. Okay, let's chapter 3. Cause and effect. Shit. Hold on. Hold on. I got notifications going out the ass here. Okay.
Aaron Weber said fuck you.
Rouge. Don't worry, I won't tell. Why are you here anyways? I should be asking you the same thing. Shouldn't you be looking for me with your friends?
She's playing like a cat and mouse game? She just
suddenly Shadow appeared next to Rouge. Hello, Sonic.
Hello, Sonic.
Sonic was getting anxious to leave until Omega blocked his route.
What the?
It's Team Dark.
Well, it makes sense. We just listened to fucking Sonic Heroes music.
We should listen to This Machine.
The shortest song in the entire collection. What are you holding a goddamn bell card up to your face for?
Hmm? It's just a card, man. I like to shove my finger in it, you know, just because I like to finger fuck things. Okay.
That's way more than anyone wanted to know on this show. You tell Aaron that, alright? Okay.
Okay, so, I'm just trying to process what I'm reading. No special reason. Okay. What do you guys want? Shadow was the first to ask. Why were you just masturbating? No special reason, Sonic responded. To be more specific, Rouge said, why do you do it every minute of the day? And why and how do you know this stuff? I'm a spy. Shadow's a creep who has nothing better to do in his life, and Omega just follows orders. Now you answer our question, Rouge demanded. Yeah, and how did it start?
Fucking Shadow, Sonic? The private investigator over here.
The private's investigator.
How does it feel when you hold it in your hand?
Jesus.
I was not born with a penis. I am gender neutral. Yeah, he can be any gender she wants to be.
Shadow the Hedgehog 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it started when I was 20.
Shadow the Hedgehog 2, he becomes an SJW.
Well, it started with...
His hair's all rainbow colored. It's got a fucking nipple ring. Nose ring.
Free the nipple. Flashback.
After the big time adventure.
The big time adventure.
Pee-wee's big adventure.
Tails, I have to thank you for that chili dog earlier. No problem, Sonic. I even invented a faster PC for you.
Wow, okay.
So
he's the reason for the Athlon XP.
Oh god, I used to have one of those single core 2 gigahertz. I couldn't even play WoW in low quality. It was awful.
Wow.
Wow.
Tails.
Wow, thanks, Tails. The first thing that popped up was Triple X Mobius cosplay.
Because that just happened to be his homepage.
So he got his new computer and it just already has adware on it.
And porn.
Well, that's standard Windows
so
setup for
fault.
You.
Okay.
Wow, what's this? Moan. Grunt. Oh, this is way past cool. Give me flashback.
I'm gonna do that. Jesus, I should just find the video and just, wow, way past cool!
End of flashback. I had gotten so delirious from every night that I accidentally came up with the idea for Sonic Boom and other bad games.
We're gonna need a whole new realm of weird here.
No way, Shadow exclaimed. You stupid bastard, fucking degenerate. You made us all look stupid. Shadow had started to tackle Sonic when he heard talking on the other side of the trees. It was voices of robots. That must be Orbot and Cubot. We'll have to drive them away, and you stay here.
You what? Filthy boy.
You have to be you have to be humiliated, you shit. Shadow, Rouge, and Omega made their way to the two robots to talk to him. While that was happening, Sonic ran away as fast as he could to go and find Tails and Knuckles. Darn, where's Tails?
Okay, so Sonic, we can talk about bored. Masturbating, but we can't say damn.
Darn!
Darn! Darn.
Where's Tails?
Where's that darn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Darn!
Where's that gosh darn fourth Chaos Emerald?
What?
The Midwestern Shadow.
Okay. Sonic got bored, so he ran to the city to hide from Shadow and the others. Oh man, why did I say all that stuff? Sonic said out loud. Sonic! Sonic turned around and saw Amy Roach standing at his side. Oh, Amy, please help me. I need you to take me somewhere secluded. Amy was in awe. Surprised Sonic had said anything like that. Don't worry, I'll help you, Sonic.
Oh,
she rubs her her hands together, all evil-like.
Oh, I'll do it all right.
So like I've been planning for this moment for 22 years.
Since she was born. How old is she? 22? 25? 20?
Well, hey, she was introduced in 22 years ago. She was a stupid dumb bitch back then.
Yep.
That red tarot cards apparently was like, oh, well, this is supposed to be the guy I'm destined to fuck.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Okay, don't worry, I'll help you, Sonic. Amy took Sonic to her house, as if she could take him anywhere else. Oh, thanks, Ames. And about earlier, I'm really sorry.
You should probably get some bleach on your dress there.
It smells like jalapeno. Don't mind me. Okay. Yep, I know, right?
I'm sure it has something to do with the comic books. I've never read them, but I'm going with that.
It also belongs to the cartoon.
What cartoon? Sonic Who Boom. Calls Boom. Her names in the cartoon?
I've seen
Sonic
them all,
does, I believe.
No.
When?
No, he doesn't.
I'll get back to
you on that. Fucking somebody Twitter us the answer to who the hell called Amy Ames in the cartoons, and which cartoon?
Do it! Twitter! At fucking RSN
Voice. You're not using
Twitlonger,
you pleb.
Oh my god, kill yourself. Anyway.
You first!
Something about Amy hadn't even thought about it.
Amy hadn't even thought about it after taking Cream home. Of course you haven't. Oh, it's okay, Sonic. I know you didn't mean it. Amy took out a frying pan.
But she hit him on the head with it.
Yeah. Smashed him over the head with it. And then raped the body.
Wow, this fan fiction just went, like, around a whole corner to what the fuckville.
Are you hungry? Sonic really wasn't in the mood for food. He was horny and needed to take care of himself. Nah, not right now. Hey, do you have a restroom?
No!
No!
You
have a bed? just
grab
a bucket!
This is Mobius. We don't have indoor plumbing, you fucking moron.
I poop in the sink!
You shit in the bucket and you take it outside! fucking queen over here. Oh, where do I take a shit? You shit in the bucket!
Amy, of course, it's down the hall. Sonic ran to the restroom and stayed for an hour. Amy wasn't patient when it came to Sonic. I wonder what's taking him. Amy looked at the time. It was almost 10 p.m. Sonic finally came out and felt relieved, finally to get the energy out for the night. What took you? Oh, I was just constipated, Sonic lied. But you never get constipated. I know. I watched you in the bathroom.
Look, I can even pull up the footage right now. opens a hole like a sliding wall. It's just like a row of tapes.
Jesus. No, just like hundreds of thousands of computer monitors. And they're just cameras following Sonic constantly. Bush cam. Bathroom cam.
Colon Imagine cam. Finding that computer room. I wouldn't want to be Vector.
Okay. Well, there's a first for everything. Oh, God.
Use BB!
Voice, because the track's over.
What? You guys heard the beep?
Yeah, we can hear everything that comes through your computer, including my voice.
That's awesome. I'm leaving it.
I asked you to fix it like 800 times. You never did. We've lived with it for countless number of fan fictions.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Okay. But there. Okay. Well, there's a first. Just let me fucking read. We have three more of these. Come on, guys. Okay. Oh! Well, that's better. Well, there's a first for everything. Sonic was tired, and so was Amy. Man, I'm beat.
I'm sure you are.
Do you have an extra room? Well, there's Creams, but her bed is small. Sonic looked kind of disappointed, but then he looked at Amy's figure. Oh man, Sonic thought. She sure has a cute body. I wonder if... Nah, Amy's the last person I'd ever sleep with.
Ow!
So is he including all the other male characters?
She's the only one of my species alive right now, and she's the last one I'd sleep with.
Okay, if she's the last one, does that mean that Knuckles and Tails come before her?
Of course, probably. Naturally. Look, Tails clearly has two buttholes, so that Knuckles and Sonic can have his way.
Anyways...
I'll just on the couch.
Yep, Amy looked kind of disappointed as well. She wanted to sleep together. Well, okay, good night, Sonic.
God damn it.
Night, Ames. Well, I think this part was much better than the others. Kind of funny and some vulgar here and there. I loved it, and the next part should be up soon. Thanks,
it wasn't
author.
Better.
It was, though. The author said so.
Screw the author. He's an idiot.
Ames. Ames. What are we aiming at, Ames? We're using AIM, Instant Messenger, Ames. Chapter 4.
Noticing the other problem. Chapter 4. The other problem.
Jordy LaForge.
Jordy LaForge.
Jordy LaForge. Chapter 4, Chan.
The next day. Oh, Sonic, Amy called. I made breakfast for you. Sonic
Here's
was
the jalapenos!
And horny as ever. Thanks, Amy, but I'll pass. Amy was annoyed, especially after last night. Hey, can I use your restroom? Amy didn't know why he would go to the restroom frequently. He even used it all last night. No!
You have a bladder problem?
No! Amy retorted. You're going to eat breakfast with me, whether you like it or not, you shit.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. I stayed up all fucking morning making these Sonic head-shaped pancakes. You were gonna fucking eat them with maple syrup.
The real stuff, not that Aunt Jemima bullcrap.
Aunt Jemima is delicious. You can shut your fucking whore mouth.
It's corn syrup or corn syrup. It's
nothing.
I'm
Canadian and I prefer that shit over real maple syrup.
Then denounce your citizenship.
You fucking want me to what?
I will fight you right now. Real maple syrup.
What if you want me,
let's
bro?
Let's go.
Too bad. Too acidic, man. Anyways. Okay. I just need to pee. Despite the lie, he really needed to pee. Amy wasn't sure if it was true or not, so she came up with an idea. You have 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You'll never know the idea, by the way. So, well, thanks, author! So with that, Sonic went to the restroom. It didn't take long to pee, so Sonic decided the rest of the time to pleasure himself. What is wrong with this fucking fanfiction? This is annoying! This is annoying as hell!
Where are you keeping these two pictures?
In his
the same place every animated character keeps bandages. It. The invisible interdimensional pocket on their backside.
On their backside. Up their ass! Morty, I need you to shove these way up your butt.
Way up there.
Okay.
It's still taut and malleable.
I've done this too many times, Morty. You gotta do this for Grandpa. He took out two pictures and started jacking, however. This time his side was burning. Uh-oh.
Hurting! A burning.
Hurting. Side hurting. Were hurting.
Sorry.
Friction burn.
His side were hurting. They always hurt, but this pain was worse. What?
Does he have cancer?
Man, that's
kidney
that
stones,
no good.
Man.
Sonic shrugged and joined Amy at the table. Nice food! Sonic said. Sonic looked around the table and the kitchen. No way! Sonic looked under the table in the living room and upstairs. Where's the chili dogs? Oh, sorry, Sonic. I ran out. What? Amy said with a frown. Oh, well, I guess this will do. And Sonic began eating at a fast pace. He hadn't eaten since
what
yesterday morning. I don't fucking know. Pancakes or some shit?
Fucking pancakes with Aunt Jemima, apparently. Because apparently Canadian maple syrup is too fucking not good for the Canadian.
It's too much sugar. Anyways.
It's liquid sugar. Of course it's too much. That's what makes it great.
Fucking... I have no idea anymore.
Shadow hates me so much.
Would you like some actual maple syrup? We get some all the time, alright? I will sell you some.
I could walk to Montreal and buy some.
But you won't.
No, you can't. It's fucking 4 hours away.
Yeah, I know.
Look at this guy walking along the highway like a fucking bum. Goddamn backpack on your back and a sign that says out from maple syrup.
Whatever it takes, I'm helping you.
I will suck your cock for maple syrup.
I will suck your cock to give you maple syrup. Shadow is a weird man.
Okay.
Shadow
did not say
big
that.
Fart too.
Shadow. Okay. So, I put together some plans for today. I thought we could ding dong!
Ooh.
Ooh, we're getting wow. Like high tech here.
That.
What the fuck? What?
RSN Live, man, we are getting fucking advanced. We got a fucking Foley artist working for us here, alright?
Oh, hold on. To Amy's surprise, it was Knuckles and Tails. Amy, have you seen Sonic anywhere?
As he's in the background, tied up, gagged. No? Die.
Do these pancakes taste like chloroform? Well, hello to you too. He's eating right now. Tail, just one, and Knuckles barged in. Practically trampling.
It was a very bad night for Tail.
He lost one.
Oh.
He
went
got
to
really
fucking
drunk,
Canada, man. You can't do that with two tails.
What?
I'm tired of being a freak, guys. as he reaches the bottom of another bottle of Jack, I'm done with this shit. And he grabs a machete and just cuts off one of them. Grabs a bottle of whiskey, pours it on his wound, cauterizes it. I'm fucking done.
Okay.
Sonic, where'd you go yesterday? Shadow and Rouge are looking for you. Yeah, you have to get out there, yelled Knuckles. I don't know why.
Get out of here.
You have to see her, man. She's gonna fucking kill us. She said we have 5 hours, man.
Look, some things were set up there that cannot be taken back, all right? Get your ass out there and fucking, I don't know, motorboat or something.
Motorboat faster than the speed of sound. Okay.
That's how the chest exploded. Chestbursters!
Wrong. You're right, guys. But when Sonic turned around, he saw a sad Amy. No, I should stay. Amy said she had something planned. And I'm not one to disappoint.
Lies.
Tails was awfully confused, but he knew that Sonic could take care of himself. All right, Sonic, good luck, said Tails. Bye. It grew back. Alright, Amy, let's hurry up and do what you want to do. Amy was extremely happy, seeing how it was her first time.
The first time!
I know. The first time, other than Sonic and the Black Knight.
What?
I think they're referring to the game and not...
Who played Sonic and the Black Knight?
I did!
You sad, poor soul.
Hey man, I did some
somebody bought a Wii. He's gone. We've lost Wisconsin.
There goes tab two.
There goes tab
four.
Oh no, I'm losing. Comcast is being Comcastic. It's Comcastic.
Dying.
Goddamn Comcast. Okay. Well then. Okay, so that's stream 2. Okay, technical show difficulties.
If you can hear me, something awful is happening. Seek help.
Oh, man. Comcast being Comcast.
Okay. You're back. You're back.
Am I?
Comcasting.
What is happening?
This episode of RSN Live is brought to you by Comcast. Comcast. There's no other cable company in town. Fuck you.
Why are you echoing?
Wait. This is on a residential
connection? What? Oh, sorry. I was trying to get a hold of you on Hangouts because I thought the connection would be better.
There he goes.
What's that?
There goes the internet again. We're losing it. God damn it. No, Streamer 1, no. Streamer 1, no. Oh, no. Here goes number 4. Number 4 is about to die. Boop. Number 3. Can we do number? Oh!
Voice can.
And stop.
Wow. Okay, Comcast. Simmer down, Comcast. Simmer down. So, in case anyone's curious as to what's going on, Comcast is what's going on right now. We pay for this shit. We pay for the shit. Oh, God. I think we're back. Spinnick, can you hear me? I can't hear you, Spinnick. Anyone? Why can't I hear anyone? Oh, I turned this off.
Voice. Voice.
What?
Voice. Can you hear us?
Yeah. I think we're back.
Okay.
We're back! We have the code.
Okay.
Well, that was Comcastic. I only dropped 2,485 frames, or 0.8% of tonight's show.
Okay. There's a guy who keeps following me and unfollowing me, spamming me with a notification, thinking I'm gonna give a shit and follow their page back.
What happened? The internet happened.
Yeah, it's Comcastic, by the way. Also, Firefox is being a shit.
Alright, so where do we leave off?
Hold on.
I don't know, because the internet died.
Oh, I remember. Other than Sonic and the Black Knight, that was the last one.
Yep.
Bye-bye, Miss American DS3 line.
What?
Oh, the fiber lines just explode. Impale everybody.
You're all dead. You're all fucking dead.
Yep. Sorry, we're gonna have some extended downtime because all of our employees died in the accident. We have to hire some new guys to fix it.
What? Mike, this isn't even funny. What the fuck is wrong with you? Sonic Boom Melody of Meh. What the fuck is wrong? God damn it.
What?
I'm sorry, Twitter's just being Twitter tonight.
Unsubscribed! Okay. Anyways.
Right. So, Sonic and the Black Knight.
That Sonic would agree to even go out and do something with her. Well, I scheduled a brunch. At the cream pie. Not a sexual reference, lol. Alright, let's go. Sonic then picked Amy up bridal style and ran to the fancy restaurant.
He didn't throw off a bridge. That's the disturbing part.
At the cream pie. Nice place, Ames. I'm digging the blue walls. Wow, I'm glad you like them, Sonic. Who? Did Sonic she like... Who? Did she like... Oh, sorry. Sonic... did she, like, build this place or something? Is she the manager? Amy felt relieved that Sonic would take her out to eat like this, but one question crossed her mind. Then others followed that question. Hey, Sonic, I thought you were constipated. Sonic tried to think of another lie to avoid the conversation. Heh, I guess I'm better. That doesn't make
look,
any sense
once you,
unless
once
you were lying.
Look, once you get the plug out, everything flows out smoothly, all right?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Or you take a laxative like everybody else.
Okay. Poop. Okay. Sonic, trying to hide a suspicious face, looked at the time and tried to think... And the thought of trying to pleasure himself again. Amy, I need to... Sonic, yesterday when you came on my dress... Are you constantly masturbating to something? No...
Wow,
not at all.
Out in public, right there. Right there in a restaurant.
It's rouge, isn't it? No, I'm just, who is it, Sonic? Who do you actually like so much that you have to masturbate every minute?
Ah, now she's causing a scene. Everyone's looking at them.
Who? How did it start?
Dave the intern's like, Not in here, buddy.
They're at Mad Burger. So, Sonic told Amy the whole story. That was told last chapter. So, yeah, that's what happened. Amy don't know how to feel. What didn't know how to feel? She was mad, sad, and kind of humored. What? Question. They didn't end that quote, so the rest of it's just a quote. It took a minute for Amy to figure out what to say. Sonic, I want to help you. You want to help me with touching myself? Amy showed Sonic a little pout with a concerned look in her eye. Ugh! Fine, you can help me. Yay!
Start by touching the tip.
Amy yelled at the top of Amy yelled at the top of her lungs. Top of her lungs. Yeah!
Just the tip.
This is gonna be interesting. Okay, this is part four, and it's almost Friday. It's getting good enough for you, Chris. Chris, do you like it, Chris? Well, everyone else, I hope you liked it. And goodbye, until later, Chris.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Chris.
Chris.
You piece of shit.
Hey, I have a full tank of gas. I will drive to fucking Canada right now.
Oh, I'm so fucking scared.
I'll drive to Canada right now.
I will get stopped by the Canadian authorities again, and then I will read that stupid sign on the side of the road that says in French that I need to drive safe because apparently in Canada, French is the thing.
French is the shit.
And then I go to, you know, Quebec and be like, I can't read anything. I fucking can't read anything. Great.
Well, it all reads Omelette du fromage. That's all you need to know.
I know fromage. So this town is cheese?
Conte Prudemon. That would
fuck
be drive
this
safely.
French Providence of Canada. I'm going back to Toronto. Those guys know how to lose well. Fucking Canadians.
Montreal will literally burn the city down if they lose. It's awful.
I thought that was Vancouver's job.
Toronto's just like, yeah, it happens.
Oh, the Maple Leafs lost again. Who wants to go get some Putin?
Putin?
Vladimir?
Vladimir!
Vladimir, would you like to get
I'm
some
Putin? I'm
making
that a thing now. If I ever open a restaurant in Canada, the Putin
Vladimir,
special.
Vladimir Putin?
The Putin special. It's just poutine shaped to look like Putin. And it comes with a shot of vodka.
In the grave.
You mean vodka.
Okay. That
okay,
sounds
guys,
like a great dish.
Guys, there's sex in this one.
Oh boy!
Yes!
Sled.
Also, I don't know what happened, but there's a chapter 7? Was there always a chapter 7?
Did it just
no.
get posted?
It did.
It just got 5 hours ago, it was just updated, so.
That can't be right because this whole thing has been saying 5 hours ago. Like
yeah.
Every other page said that.
Look, let's just plow through the sex and just plow through it. Just plowing. <Stop.
laughs> Chapter 7 just disappeared again. If you go, oh, and now it's back. What the hell?
I'm on chapter 7
I'm
right
gonna,
now. I'm not leaving it.
I'm going to open it and leave it here. Just in case it disappears completely.
No, don't look at me!
It's never going away.
Okay.
Archive that shit. Archive IS.
Okay, anyways. Chapter 5. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Before this chapter starts, I'd like to state that this story isn't intentional. What? And I think it's kind of funny. So it's also kind of weird, which is why it's called the Weird Addiction. God. All along. If you are a freaky bastard, then this is for you. Enjoy. We are freaky bastards, are we?
Yes. We are. Indeed.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing freaky.
You freaky bastard. Keep doing you.
All bitch. You.
Okay.
So many more frames we can drop by the end of the show.
Chapter 5.
The chapter.
Accepting the truth. Exposing the truth. X-Files.
Do I have to start getting the goddamn X-Files theme song?
Yeah. Sonic and Amy went to the store before going to Amy's house for therapy. Stay right her, Sonic. We're getting crunk in her. I'll be right back. Sonic did as Amy said, but he still had the urge to masturbate. Hello, Sonic. That voice sounded very familiar to Sonic. It in fact sounded like Shadow.
So you're gonna crash!
What? Watch out, you're going to crash.
Fucking chaos control. Goddamn coordinates are never right.
There stood Shadow and Silver, but no Rouge in sight.
Where's Silver coming into this?
I don't know, fuck. He's a gay. Anyways, I'll have to thank you for running off like that. I actually thought I told you to stay put. Funny, right? You asshole.
As he's like holding a lead pipe and like Silver's got chains.
Funny, right? I mean, I thought I told you to stay put, you faggot.
I'm gonna have to fucking kill you.
Congratulations! You just played yourself. Lead pipes are the key to success.
Sonic, you know how you are the fastest thing alive? I mean, I am the fastest. No, we're.
And then he broke his kneecap.
Just capped him right there. Bam, bam!
Took out a crowbar and popped his kneecap off. Okay. Sonic stood there trembling in fear and trying to look ready for a fight. There's no use, Sonic.
It's no use.
It's no use. We've got you right where you want, where we want you. Shadow then slapped Silver in the back of his head.
Yeah.
Sonic looked confused. Why is he after me? Sonic asked. Never ended that quote either. Shadow smirked. Because I told him you jacked off to Blaze. Yeah, you're a sick fuck, Sonic. At that moment, Amy came out and greeted Shadow and Silver. Oh, hello, Amy. At this point, Shadow didn't care anymore. Shadow took Sonic by the throat and flung him against the wall.
Oh, hey, Amy. Hold on one second. I gotta kill Sonic one, you know.
Sonic!
I'll talk to you later. One second.
Sonic, Amy said in shock. How could you? How could I not? yelled Shadow. He made me look weak and changed you guys' design. It made me look foolish. Now people are calling me emo. Aren't you? Yeah, but this is different! No matter. I'll see you later, Sonic. Shadow then chaos controlled away with Silver in a headlock.
What?!
Is Silver okay. His bitch?
Yes.
It looks
yes.
like it. It
no,
looks
hey,
like he is
remember,
fine.
Make up no, your bitch guys. On the first day.
I am awesome. I just waltz into their house, throw Sonic on a wall, put Silver in a headlock, and just zap myself right out. Today was a good day.
Turns out Silver's wearing a gimp outfit.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, it's a banana, alright.
Amy ran over to Sonic to check on him. Sonic, are you okay? Yeah, I'm A-okay. Okay. Sonic, suddenly, Sonic's penis fell out. Whoopsie!
Made a sudden thud on the floor. Well, you know, sometimes that glue just doesn't work it well.
Whatever. Anyways, Amy started to stare as it hardened. At it as it hardened. Amy, don't look at it! Sonic was getting horny, and so was Amy. Amy decided to pick Sonic up by hand, underscore.
What the
or
fuck?
Underlined. Hand. As he got up, he went to a corner to put his dick back in place.
Fucking Buffalo Bill over here. Tuck it. Would you fuck me? Should I get Goodbye Horses playing?
Anyway. go and put his dick back in place. After that situation, Sonic and Amy decided to go home. On the way, Amy began to think about what had happened. It was so big, it made me want to purr.
Do hedgehogs purr?
I've been told this is a furry thing. Look at Spinnick. Look, you've been in RSN long enough, you're going to learn about some words you don't want to learn about.
Like what?
Apparently scaly is a thing.
Yeah, I know of this. I know of all of these things, mostly because Rax is a Jew, but...
Yeah, you Jew!
It's all
no,
Rax's
no,
fault.
No offense to any Jewish people, but...
It's all
I
Rax's
love the
fault.
Jews.
Okay. It was so long and thick. I wish I could have done something about it. At the door, Sonic looked at Amy, but Amy looked away and blushed. Amy was dripping wet, and it was hard to look at Sonic after looking at his schlong. When Sonic and Amy walked in, Amy went straight for her room. I guess she's just as tired as me. Maybe I shouldn't masturbate tonight, Sonic thought. Sonic turned on the TV that was in the living room. Notorious Dr. Phillips was on.
Who's Dr. Phillips?
I fucking don't know. It was a show about a doctor who told people the answers to their problems. Tonight was masturbation. Coincidence?
Spelled
I
wrong.
Think not. Yeah.
Author, stop self-inserting!
Goddamn, look at this fucking author thinking he can just jack off into the middle of the goddamn chapter. Self-congratulatory masturbation here by the goddamn author. Hey, I wrote this. This is me. Hey, I'm still here. Fuck you, it didn't work in goddamn Stanley Parable. It's not gonna work here.
The beginning was always boring. A long ringing sound with the same lyrics. What?
Lame.
With lame lyrics. The only thing that sucked more was that it was Vector the Crocodile who was Dr. Phillips. What? What?
Everybody find the computer room! That's all your problems.
I can't find the computer room.
Yeah, so say one day, you're just theoretically speaking, say one day you're walking around and you find a computer room and you start to masturbate because you're so happy you found it. Finally.
Can't even find the fucking studio.
This show's actually scheduled for 3. It's like 10.
Rock and roll!
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's me, Vector said. Now, tonight's episode is about masturbation. Well, did you know that if you do it too much, your sides hurt and there's a chance that your sperm count may drop? What?
This is real science.
Well, to prevent this, I've
your
come
hands
up
also
with,
get hairy.
With 5 steps to success. It's called SLED.
Sleed?
Sleed, sled... Lead.
Bed. Dead. I thought we were rhyming. Dead. Word association. S. Surpassing. Go past this terrible lifestyle and do something else. L. Leaving.
Leave the memory. Computer room. Does anyone ever watch Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law?
No.
I'm going to have to link you guys to this.
I was too young.
Congratulations, you got the thing.
Leave the memory of this weird fetish. E, entering. Enter another computer room.
It just leads to another computer room. We're all screwed. And then the Stanley Parable narrator started talking.
Enter a new stage in life full of love and wonders. In other words, get a job, you freak. Get a fucking job.
Get a jorb.
Jerb.
Get a jerb. First off, you couldn't even name A.
Yeah.
You did a good jorb out there, strong man.
They took my jerb.
Oh, you did a good jerb out there, homster. I said you did a good job, hamstring. Achieving. Achieve the goal of finding a computer room. I mean, leaving it alone for good. That's definitely what it says.
Leave your dick alone. Just leave it alone.
D. Done. You're done.
Wow, this is some terrible TV advice.
Oh, God. There. Now practice then, freaks. What? Then.
Now go. Practice, my freaks. Practice.
Bye. Sled. Sleed? Sled. S-L-E-A-D.
Sled.
That's it, Sonic thought, as he dozed off. All right, well, I'm tired. I hope this was good enough. Bye, people.
Chapter the sixth.
Surpassing.
Ooh, no introduction.
Oh, are they doing the whole sleet thing? Like, is every...
No, because they only got to L.
Yeah, but it's unfinished.
Oh.
It's not. It's a work, it's a work in progress. Ago. We're going to check back next week.
This is bad. This is just bad. There's more? Okay. Chapter 6, Surpassing. Sonic woke up the next morning. He had felt the same feelings as yesterday, except today he felt encouraged by Vector's idea. Come on! Sonic needed to find a way to cope with his addiction and surpass it. Hey, Amy, are you awake?
How did he succumb to propaganda so easily?
Amy's been awake for 2 hours thinking of ways to help Sonic. She was desperate, and nothing can make her feel better except for Sonic. Yes. What's wrong?
Everything! My whole life is a lie! fucking Sega keeps putting me in shitty games!
Jeez. Sonic! What if there is no computer room?
Don't you dare start talking like that, smack!
Get a hold of yourself!
It's backhands.
Nothing. Just thought we could do something today. Amy couldn't believe her ears.
Oh, I bet you could do something today.
Sonic was asking Amy out. It's on a new line, so I figured I'd put an exclamation there. Well, not technically, but yes, definitely yes. Sonic was on his way out of the door when he got a glimpse of Amy's body. Nothing much, really. She was wearing a white tee. What? A white
tee.
Oh. Tee, okay. With black and red pajama pants. Sonic looked at Amy's top and saw her nipples poking through her white tee. Oh, hey, hold on.
It's a bit cold in Mobius this morning. Cooler by the lake.
I got emails, hold on. Okay.
More important than
this. Aaron Weber listened in and he went, nope!
Nope!
Nope the fuck out of that one.
Bank reads emails.
Bank reads emails. Let's help protect your account, eBay. Okay. It's legitimately what the email was. Anyways, Sonic couldn't help but imagine what life would be like with Amy Rose. Sonic's thoughts began to run through his head. Oh, Amy, I think I'm developing feelings for you. I've always loved your personality, but now I don't know what to think. Just seeking your peach-colored nipples through the white t-shirt. I don't know. I don't want to hold back anymore. I want all of you. Sonic didn't realize he was staring at Amy. Hello, obvious to Sonic.
You're very forward today. Have you noticed that?
You know, you might want to keep that on your inner monologue. Just saying.
I think it was. It said in his head. Hello, Mobius to Sonic. This is terrible. Huh? Oh, sorry. Sonic ran off to the bathroom to wash up.
To fat.
He was getting mixed feelings.
All over the mirror.
I do love Amy. It feels weird. I don't know whether or not to tell her. I know she loves me, but how do I tell her the same? How do I show her how much I love her now?
Well, you see, you just bend her over and, you know.
There was only one person to
take
go
to. My love.
Eggman.
10 minutes later. Sonic, where are we go to I go? What?
where we go I going? English Rail High? That's impossible.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, by the way, there's somebody watching in Radio Sega.
Oh,
and
boy.
He's like talking to himself. We see you there, Ink-tay.
Ink-tay.
Ink-tay?
Ink-tay.
Hi, Ink-tay.
Hi.
We see you over there. Hello.
Okay.
10 minutes later.
This is
Sonic,
a lot of
where are we go I going? Amy getting bored. I have
through.
To talk to someone first. Then we'll go to our destination. Thanks, GPS.
Goddamn Garmin Entertainment!
Sonic stopped and sat down outside of a giant ship.
Sat Amy down.
Oh, set Amy down.
You stay there, you bitch!
The entrance was covered in signs saying danger and turn back. Don't worry, Amy. I'll be back. You stay here. You are going to die now.
You stay here, right on this big X painted on the ground.
You stay here. I have to find the computer room.
My people need me.
Okay. Sonic ran through the ship, dodging all kinds of robots and traps. Then he found a room marked Eggman.
Marked computers.
Robot.
Sonic found a room marked computer. Nah, this isn't it. Then he found a room marked Eggman. Sonic
hey, Rector,
entered the room.
I found the computer room!
It smelled It smelled like rotten tomatoes and fruit.
What?
You're implying a tomato isn't a fruit?
It's a Eggman in here.
It was quiet. Too quiet.
Boom!
An egg mecha came through the roof and grabbed Sonic.
Mwahaha! Ha 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 ha.
So a little blue rat thought he could come and destroy my base, did he? No! Not this time, egghead. Eggma.
Did you write this on his phone or something?
Probably.
I think so.
So Eggma slowly set Sonic down and came out with a ray gun. What do you want, Hedgehog? What do you want, Hedgehog?
Get off my lawn!
Eggman was in no mood to play around with Sonic. He had just built a new and improved Death Egg robot prototype, Derp.
Project Derp.
I'm gonna kill you with my Derp.
Derp. The freaking Derp is Derp. Okay.
Derp.
Derp. Derp. Okay.
What the fuck?
Can you teach me how to say I love you? What? Eggman didn't like love.
What?
Or say you so love much... me like you mean it, bitch.
Eggman didn't like love or so much as the word itself. You know I'm no love doctor, right? I know, but you've had love in your life, right? It was true. Eggman did call in love. Probably fall.
I'm calling into love.
Definitely.
Where the hell are all these strikes? Like stories coming from?
Anyways.
Never mind.
Okay, so. Call in love, yes. And he knew how bad it turned out.
And yes. Then they made out on the spot.
You are correct, but I won't all about it. If you really love this person, you have to tell them no before. What?
You have to let them know before it's too late.
I saw tell.
Jeez, put the beer down.
The beer.
Sonic
I've
is writing on his notepad. This is good shit.
Let them know before it's too late. Good, good, alright. Tell them. How to tell someone you love them. Tell them.
Do it before it's too late.
Sonic was waiting for more information, but Eggman wouldn't continue. Is that all or not? Sonic asked. Just make sure you do it in a romantic setting and give her a gift.
Why was Eggman doing that whole thing all of a sudden?
Look, you gotta give her a ring from K's Jewelers, alright?
Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, that's such a ripoff.
I love you, K.
It's like okay. All the things you can say to your love of your life. K.
Friend zoned. Every friend zone begins with K. Just want to let you know how I feel. K.
Friend zone act one.
Oh my god. It's happened before, trust me. Anyways,
I'm sure it has.
Oh, it hurts.
Timmins is a cold, cold municipality.
Yeah, what is this, Rex? What? Okay.
Getting the giggles. With Amy.
Okay.
Oh wait, Sonic was fine.
With the info.
Eggman
provided. Yeah. Sonic was fine with the info Eggman provided because he was getting bored.
So he breaks into his base, asks him a question, and gets bored.
This is Chad!
Just breaks
this
into
is Chad.
Base and asks for love. What is this?
Sets up his development environment. Says, okay, I'm gonna make this game really this time. Gets bored, he's like, okay. 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 He's getting bored. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't hurt. Bye, loser. Bloodler ran out the same way he came in. Ha ha ha. We'll see who's the loser when you confess to Amy, Sonic. Mwahahaha.
Child support.
With Amy. Okay, so basically this is where a bit of lemon will play out. Even though there's no point in saying this, please leave if you're not 18 plus.
Alright, who's not 18 plus in here?
I'm 18 plus.
You gotta pinky swear that
did
you're
you know,
18 plus.
Did you know that books are illegal? You can't buy books if you're under the age of 18. Books, man. Sex might happen in there. Scary, scary books. Amy couldn't find anything to do while Sonic was inside. She tried to think of how to help Sonic, but she couldn't think of a thing. Bing! Then another thought came across her mind. I wonder if Sonic will ever ask me out after this is all over with. And if he does,
fucking did.
Yeah. If he does, we'll do everything I dreamed of, especially making love and having a family. It'll be the life of me and Sonic, and no troubles at all. I wish it happened now. Amy began to fondle her breasts. Here we go. Roller coaster.
Took six chapters to get into the lemon.
So it's been public masturbation is just a thing
and
here.
Up
okay.
And up.
Six chapters in, we finally hit something.
Your mom.
This is weird. Okay.
It is mom.
Oh yes, that feels good.
She complimented herself?
Yes. She sat beneath a tree and pulled her panties down. She knew Sonic could be back any second, but she didn't care. She wanted him to see this. Amy rubbed her finger up and down her clitoris.
Mr. Thoris over
my
here.
Clitoris! I can't do it over Godfrey.
Holy fuck! Amy picked up the pace. It was all too much for her. She was getting delirious, and she wanted more. Yes, that's it. Right there. Right there. Erg. I'm coming.
Don't worry. I'm coming.
Se fini.
Thin. Title card. Fin. The end. Question mark.
She finally reached her climax. She comes sprayed in the air, eventually landing on Sonic. Oh, Jesus.
Squirter.
That's revenge for the other day!
Somebody,
yeah, you don't like it when you're sprayed, don't you?
I was on Reddit, and somebody's like, yeah, they figured out what that shit was when you squirt, and it's like, what is it? And it's like, it's urine. It's urine. It's pee. That's what's going on. And all the comments on Reddit were like, I've had that in and around my mouth many times. What the fuck? It's like,
well, I don't know. Some people are into that.
And some people are like, you're like, whatever. It's fine. I've had worse in my mouth.
This is fine. I'm fine with the events currently unfolding. God damn it.
Sonic stood there smirking as if he was the real hero in the situation. So I guess I'm not the only horn hog in town. Who's Belina? Because she got apologized to here by her...
Belina Productions?
Right.
I'm looking it up right now.
Sorry, Baloney.
It's probably a real-life friend of the author.
Fucking doxing their friend here in the fucking Sonic pornographic fanfiction.
Amy sat there, embarrassed to be seen half-naked by Sonic.
Didn't she
Amy,
just say
are
she
you
wanted
okay?
It?
I'm finding some things.
No.
This isn't good.
Sniff, sniff. Sniffing. No, I just pleasured myself in front of you. It's so degrading. Sonic didn't want to reward or scold her. Don't cry, Amy. Just smile. So what
just
if you did
smile.
It in front of me? I'm in the wrong here. Sniff, are you sure? Yes,
oh
I'm a worthless piece of shit, Amy.
You'll learn this a lot as we get along.
I found Belina. Have any of you seen...
And he died.
Kay! Kay!
Has anyone seen the video of Sonic in Jaws? Like the movie Jaws?
Yes, Belina Productions.
That was Belina.
Belina Productions.
I found it. I didn't know that was
there. Oh, Hornhog. I remember now. It's the zombies... thing, I think.
What?
I
didn't
think so.
I don't get it. I still don't get
it. It's a video. It's a YouTube video.
Okay.
What don't you get?
The Hornhog Reap Segment.
403 there, Rex. I'm sorry. You're a shit. Your links are shit. Shit! Okay. Fucking, my browser froze because my computer's being a shit. My computer's having a shit fit.
Your computer's a shit.
Amy, I'm positive, and I also wanted to tell you that I have murmuring. What's that, Sonic? I kind of like murmuring.
I love murmuring.
Never mind. Amy got up and pulled her panties up and began to walk away. No, Amy, wait.
No,
what do you want?
Amy, wait.
Take those off again.
So, Amy was interrupted by Sonic, who had grabbed her and kissed her. I love you, Amy Rose. I guess I've always loved you. I've never wanted to say it in public. It would have been weird. I'm sorry. I've always pushed you away. Can you forgive me? Amy wrapped her hands around Sonic's neck or head. Or head. Whatever that thing is. And gave him a French kiss. Sonic,
no.
I love you too. And yes, I do forgive you. So Sonic and Amy spent the rest of the day off at the restaurant that will never be named. Never the named.
Why not?
You might find it.
Ran out of ideas?
No, you might find it. You might go look for it and see Sonic in RL.
I can't have that.
Look, you don't want to know where Medburger is, all right? Oh, I said the name. Sonic Boom Season 2 coming sometime to Cartoon Network. Ha cha 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 cha.
There's like a million episodes in season 1.
Yeah,
it
and
never
they all
ended.
Suck.
It never ended. It's just like, yeah, this is still going. And it's like, what? Why is this still going? It's like, we made too many.
Look, we made 52 episodes, and you're going to watch them all.
To be fair, wasn't each one like a half episode?
Each one's like 15 length? Minutes.
It's a yeah. half episode.
Yeah.
So that means there are going to be like 50 full-length episodes if a season 2 comes out.
So here's my thing. Quality over quantity.
What this thing that just happened?
There were 6 episodes of F is for Family, and I accepted that.
Fucking walls, man.
you need to watch that show if you have not watched that show.
Ha ha! Ha ha ha! Hold on. There we go.
There's supposed to be 4. That's what's wrong with America!
Everything that's wrong with America can and will be fixed by Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump.
Chapter 7. Leaving.
Everyone in America gets a small loan of $1 million.
We haven't started Chapter 7 yet.
Yeah, well, we're starting it now because we're gonna fucking force this chapter to end.
Okay, well, that was okay. My first lemon... I've ever wanted to put effort in, and it looked like it sucked. I don't know. I'm just glad people read my story. And fuck off. I'm done. Okay, chapter 7. Leaving. And done. You're done. Oh, God.
Well, hello, mate.
Well, hello, mate. And you fucking cunt. I bet you fucking 89 square on me, mum. Hello, mate. I hope you like this one. I think I'm starting to get used to doing fanfics, but not lemons. I hate doing lemons. God! So, last time, Sonic, the not-so-ordinary hedgehog, fucked the legendary shit out of... Oh, wait. I mean, became Amy's boyfriend. What? And now we're doing this shit. Let's-a-go!
Let's-a-go!
Let's-a-go! God.
Fucking Mario's involved in this now. Great. Goddamn fucking Princess Peach. It's gonna be a goddamn lesbian fest going on in here. That's gonna be Chapter 8.
So, Sonic, said a happy Amy. How are you feeling? Fine. How about you? Great, but that's not what I meant. What? That's not what I meant, your addiction.
Spinnick, you look awfully confused.
That's not what I meant. Yeah, I love it. Oh, I'm trying to forget about it.
I can stop any time I want.
As he's jacking at the table.
For Amy.
I can give this up any time I want.
Oh, he just reminded me of a joke.
For Amy, this was nothing new for Sonic. Everyone knows Sonic is also known for forgetting things.
It's
what a fucking moron.
I forgot their anniversary 20 times in a row.
Also, it's been 30 years.
We had a very long jump in time here.
Amy, I love you. It's like, yeah, I know, we're dating. We've been dating for 10 years. Okay. Oh, well, what do you want to do? Go out today? Sure. Well, do you want to go out today? Sure. Where do you want to go? Anywhere you want to, sweetheart. All right, let's go then. It sounds like me and my girlfriend. It's like, do you want to go out today? It's like, sure, where do you want to go? Anywhere you want to go? Well, then let's go. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
Well, first we got to know where we're going to go before we can go. There has to be a Z destination. A to Z.
Okay, so...
There's actually a shop in Omaha called Don't Care.
I don't care.
You know exactly why it's called that.
Yeah. Sonic chuckled. Or wait, sorry. As soon as he grabbed Sonic's hand, they were gone. Where are we going this time? Sonic chuckled. Just told on for the ride.
That'd be 65 cents, please.
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously, you gotta pay for this shit. I don't work for free. It took an hour to get there, but they had finally made it. The head finally made it, sorry. Where are we, Sonic? This is one of the first places I adventured through. Green Hill Zone. Oh my god. So nostalgic, dude. That's so 1980s.
And then the sky started glitching out because the cartridge was dirty.
91. No.
Son of a bitch! Tails!
Wow!
Go blow on the cartridge!
This person completely forget about Sonic Generations because I thought it was canon that he doesn't even remember about Green Hill Zone.
Okay, anyways.
God, like, pull up the canon! Fanfiction sucks!
Amy was surprised how marvelous and beautiful the zone looked. Look at those pixels! And look at how they do the thing where they make the pixels kind of blur together so it looks like waterfalls.
It's all 60. Look at that blast processing! Oh, God. She orgasmed right there.
You remember this? After that time adventure, who wouldn't?
Time adventure? Not
Sonic
not,
Generations.
Not like Adventure
2.
Time.
Adventure Time. Who wouldn't? I wish I had met you the first time you ran through here. You would have been more than beautiful. What? This would have been more than beautiful. Sorry. Yeah, more nostalgic. Huh? Amy lays her head on Sonic's chest. I love you, Sonic! Sonic looks down at Amy's head and pats it. Slash pats. Slash pat pat.
Slash me pats.
I love you too, Ames. They both came together and shared a passionate kiss. Amy opened her mouth more to welcome Sonic's tongue. Oh god, too much. Too much.
I'm choking to death. I'm gonna
die. Sonic's tongue reaches for Amy's, and both tongues fight one another.
Fight!
It was a brutal duel.
This is how it starts going south.
It was getting intense for them both. Sonic was trying to forget all about his addiction, and Amy wanted Sonic to give her more love. Right there, as they were about to take it to the next level, Amy and his robots show up. Well, well, well. Look what we have here, Eggman said. Seems like we have a little makeout session. It's almost ironic because I'm about to make you make out with the make out with the Chaos Emerald. What? You get it? Because he's making out with it. He's gone. He's leaving. He's gone. He's not like having sexual congress with a Chaos Emerald. That would be weird.
You've drawn me having sexual congress with the Emerald Tower.
And I'm just imagining him chiseling it into the shape of a dildo and using it for purposes.
There is something radiating off of me. Yeah, those are stink lines, because you stink.
Oh.
Now we're both crying.
Did anyone make a wish other than Scout? Soldier?
I made a wish.
Is it that say you would like the bucket?
Yes.
Gentlemen, this is a bucket. Dear God. There's more.
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
This song's about to beep in your guys' ears in about 38 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a long time. It's almost okay. Man, you're annoying. Can't you just bother someone else? You already know I could be you in no time flat. Be you.
You know, spell check is a very important part of any
that would
word
spell
processor.
Check anything, but I mean, he'd have to go over it.
He'd
actually
check
a proofreader.
So make like an Eggman and crack. Sonic said with a smirk.
That's witty.
And then Eggman took out his crack pipe.
This is all for you, Rex! It's all for you!
You won't be making those comments when I'm done with you, Hedgehog. Sonic ran towards Eggman and did a homing attack on his derp. But it had no effect since Eggman had a Chaos Emerald.
Is that how it works?
Yep. Darn! Said Sonic. Suddenly a red spear went through one of Eggman's derp arms. He's mine, Doctor. You better be going, Shadow warned. Well, what if I make you a deal, Shadow? If I weaken him, you could destroy him afterwards. Huh? Fine by me, Shadow replied. Shadow, you're a dick.
I sure am.
Shadow, why you gotta be such a dick?
No way, yelled Amy. You're gonna have to get through me.
Fucking soapbox shoes.
You're gonna have to get
rockets, because I can skate without
shoes.
Goddamn wheels.
I thought they were jet shoes.
They're whatever I want them to be.
God.
No way! Yelled Amy. You're gonna have to get through me. Out of where? Tails flies down, and me, boom. And my axe, I mean, and me, said Knuckles. Shadow and Eggman laughed. No matter the number, I'll take you all out at once. Same goes for me. So a fight breaks out. Tails and Amy against Eggman and Sonic and Knuckles against Shadow.
Wow.
Lucky for you, yeah. Lucky for you, Sonic, I've got a Chaos Emerald. And I hit the back button on my mouse.
Who's fucking talking?
Lucky for you, Sonic, I've got a Chaos Emerald. Cool, let me use it. Sonic takes the Chaos Emerald and runs. And chops speed towards Shadow. Oh, Knuckles
Chaos.
Said that. Oh, I thought Shadow had it, and he's like, lucky for you, I've got a Chaos Emerald. He's like, cool, let me have it. Then he ran away.
Yeah, but who has it?
Take Shadow's thunder away from him.
No. Knuckles had the Chaos Emerald, and he gave it to Sonic.
Could be anyone at this point.
Could be Maria.
Shadow realized it was the damn fourth Chaos
too
Emerald,
soon.
And he just
never forget Sonic the Hedgehog, Shadow the Hedgehog, 2004.
Five.
I don't know.
Remember, four was the year of heroes. And then 5 was the year of I'm an uber
angsty Heroes came out in
hedgehog.
December of 2003.
Okay. Sonic takes the Chaos Emerald and runs at top speed towards Shadow. Chaos, Shadow pulls out a Chaos Emerald and says the same thing. Both say it, Chaos Control, at the same time as their arms touch. It's complicated, guys. Just
chaos.
Try to follow along.
Swiss rule.
The chaos,
this is delicious.
The Chaos Control had... the Chaos Control had slowed down time. Reach. Is what Sonic needed. Oh.
What?
Which.
Oh my god.
Use punctuation.
Shadow went straight for Sonic, but Sonic dodged instead of fighting Shadow. Sonic went for Eggman's derp and spammed it with hits. You gotta spam
it. I don't
the
like
button.
Spam!
Spam the shit out of that, man. Then he created Chaos Control again. Only this time, as Shadow went for Sonic, he was blown away by an explosion of Eggman's derp. Alright, let's go, guys. Sonic and the gang flew out with the 3 Chaos Emeralds on Eggman, or on Tails' tornado.
Tails.
So, Sonic. Oh, yeah, Tails says.
Tails is.
So, Sonic.
Nemesis.
So, Sonic, Knuckles asks, are you touching yourself?
No! His hand is down between his legs.
What? Oh, no. I was trying to forget about it. Wait, I did forget it. Why are you trying to forget it, Sonic? Amy asked. It's a secret.
It's a secret!
Sonic yelled. So Sonic and the gang flew off into the sunset. You know what? This one made me happy. I'm satisfied. I'm almost done. The lemon's at the end. Which I have to practice for. So each... So yeah, see you guys later or whatever.
Whatever.
It's finally over.
What the fuck was this?
See you guys later.
Wow.
Wow. It was really something.
What the fuck?
I can't even.
Well, hello, mates.
Well, hello, mate. I hope you like this one. I think I'm starting to get used to doing fanfics, but not lemons. Oh. I hate doing lemons. The last time, Sonic is not so ordinary hedgehog. Fuck the legendary shit out of.
Well, we've been doing this for almost 4 hours now.
So done. Can we end?
Yeah. We're very well over time.
There is no such thing as right time. Again, the next show after this on Radio Sega is Rexy's show, which doesn't happen until like 3 o'clock p.m. my time, superior time. So I could keep this going for like another at least 10 hours.
RSN 24.
Project 24.
By the 20th hour, I'm just like crying. It's no use. It's no fucking use.
Oh shit, we need an outro song.
I'm frozen on the stream, or the stream paused for me. One of the two. It looks actually it looks like it paused because my stream timer is marked two hours.
You've been staring at yourself frozen for like the past 3 hours.
No, I have myself on the Hangouts display. Anyways, can we go now? I'm done. I'm tired and bored.
Gored?
When did that happen?
I need music. Someone provide me outro music. Wonder Man?
How about something from Jet Set Radio soundtrack?
I don't have Jet Set Radio. What do you think this is? Radio Sega?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's Radio RSN, where we have shit.
So here's what happened, Frogging 101. Tossus was tired of all of this shit. He booked a ticket, plane ticket, to America. Found Chad, killed him, wired his brain to the server, Suppy bot. Turns out there's a plugin for that. I don't know.
It's the GLaDOS plugin.
And so, and now, so Chad runs his bot. So.
Makes sense.
When is he just gonna say "F it" and shut down?
Well, no. It's gonna be spectacular. It's just gonna explode.
Ah. You should probably find an ending song.
Chaos.
Fuck it, we're
roll.
Doing Wonder Man.
Fuck it, we're doing live.
Wonder Man acapello?
No!
Acapello?
What?
Smooth
you
McGroove.
Do like the fucking backtrack
you know
unedited?
Smooth McGroove too?
Oh my god. Of course we know Smooth McGroove.
Okay, just making sure.
Just making sure. You mentioned him by name, but I'm not 100% sure if you know him.
Who?
Smooth McGroove.
So where are we on this Aaron Webber thing?
Your mom.
Where are we on Aaron Webber? Failed us.
Twitter has no notifications except 18 seconds ago that fucker added me again on Twitter, friended me, trying to get me to friend him, spamming me with notifications.
Oh, one day you'll do it.
What?
UConn.
You'll have won the game.
Oklahoma.
No, it's totally UConn.
Okay.
UConn, okay?
Look, you're all wrong. It's Labrador.
Yeah.
Yeah!
God damn it! Fucking... And, by the way, I'd just like to point out that this room is not Doo-Doo approved.
Shit.
No loafing.
Shit, there's no Doo-Doo approved rooms anymore. Oh, wait.
The
yes,
PSO
is.
Room is Doo-Doo approved. Fucking spinning.
I couldn't deal with the lack of Doo-Doo approvedness.
God damn it, stop doing it. You're making things happen.
Da-da.
Fucking doo-doo, man. Fucking doo-doo.
Have you played it at all?
Not recently. I updated and, like, downloaded 20 gigs worth of updates.
Nice. Yep, that sounds about right.
Hey, that was supposed to be, like, Sega's big announcement that they're going to fucking make PSO2 in the U.S.
Dude, episode 4 is coming out on Tuesday, or next Tuesday, so it's going to be at least 6 gigs of updates.
Or... Swear to God, one of these days, Sega. Bam! Pow!
Right in the kisser.
Right in the recycle bin. Alright, I have my ending song. I'm just gonna fucking end this because it's almost 10 o'clock over here, and I don't know.
It's 10:35.
My throat's starting to go out. Because
I was the one reading it!
Yelling apparently incoherently. Causes vocal problems.
Okay.
Voice not for voice acting. Well, you know what? I'm gonna fuck up the video stream real quick.
Okay, just fuck up, fam.
Well, there's no fucking audio output on it.
What?
There. Now there's audio on it.
Oh. Is there? Yeah, there is. Neat.
No, there isn't. Look at this guy. Thinks he knows how my OBS is set up. You don't know. You don't know me.
You don't know yourself. You just played yourself. Bam.
What?
I don't know.
How can voice be real if Spinnick isn't real?
Stop freaking me out, man. I swear to God. I already just got over this.
Anyways.
Goddamn non-existence.
I'll talk to you later then.
Alright, you guys, I don't know, wow, 4 hours, it's kind of sad.
It happens all the time. Why are you still surprised?
That's how it's supposed to go.
We got this show down like to an hour and 20 minutes. Now we're up to 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Let's go exponential.
One day we will run into the rest of the show.
In 57 seconds.
Like, oh shit, are we still on? Oh man, sorry.
Oh, well, sorry you had to hear that. Yeah.
And then we go off on them, by the way. everyone sucks!
So that's gonna get cut out of the podcast, I assume.
No, probably because I wasn't really talking about anyone.
Rex, you didn't
particular.
Listen to the last podcast, did you?
No.
Yeah, got, no, I don't edit these podcasts, bad. So...
Ho ho!
Ho ho ho! I'm...
Merry Christmas.
We thought at the last minute we finally got banned from Radio Sega.
Oh, if only you knew the power of the Opus side. Look at this guy. I think he needs it. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm done. All right. We're done. Night. Night, everyone.
Bye.
This voice, RS Alive. My throat's killing me. I have nothing better to do. And I'm off. So, night. Yeah. That's how we're calling this. Until next week. Wonderland.
About this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.